All right, I pushed the button. Phil's drinking Mountain Dew.
Hi.
We're talking about Pokemon.
People are talking about Pokemon. Hello. Welcome to the Cube Court Games podcast. My name is Dustin Morbido. Immediately to my left, Lorraine Ferriulo. No pauses. How are you doing?
That was a pause.
You let us down.
I'm sorry.
You slowed the pace to like...
Good.
That's like how these things end
if
up.
If you were
two
a lawnmower,
hours,
you would right. be on turtle right now.
We need more cocaine
I'm,
to go
we need
at
more
piece,
rabbit.
The pace.
I'm Reggie Gigas. I have slow start. Good.
Let's everybody say our ability.
I'm going to phase you out, and then you're not going to get that slow start going.
Damn.
Indeed.
Sorry.
You're special with ghost type. It can't touch you. Like a Gengar.
Magnemite.
Magnemites are dead to me.
No!
Magnemites are just dead.
Yep. Douglas Spry, what is your special ability?
Pixelate, because it's the only one I can think of.
That's such a good one to think
that's
of.
That's
so all
fair
the
enough.
Normal type moves
full
are fair?
Of fairy dust.
I knew it.
Of all the things that they go.
Doug's a normal Pokemon, so having that ability is a
can't carnivore,
thing.
No teleport.
Telepathy.
Tell
you can use teleport to move, right?
Who knows? Like, why would I know
teleports?
That?
I don't know. Just trying to bring it all together.
Kyle's leaving a narrative.
Right.
He's got a deep
tapestry.
For our viewers
deep
not in the know,
fiction.
Doug knows how to teleport.
So the stories go.
And he's gone. He's never seen again. Fro, Robert, Rob, Lepferson.
I like your mustache.
I do have a lovely mustache.
Yeah, it's lovely. A lovely blonde mustache.
Yeah, so yeah, blonde mustaches always feel like they're sneaking up on you. You can be talking to someone for a good 3 or 4 minutes and then, oh man,
yeah,
I didn't realize.
I didn't know.
I've been working on this all month.
What are you, 17?
You can never not look 17 if you're blonde. Just trust it sucks.
What's your ability, Fro?
Looking at Twitter.
Yep.
That's good.
Talking to 17-year-olds with your blonde mustache.
I actually have been in...
Oh, my God.
Snapchatting that. Keep a mustache.
Police were public on this, too.
Okay.
Oh, okay, that's
but they're Tumblr girls on Twitter.
23-year-old Tumblr girls.
I don't know what's going on.
So what can you tell us about male privilege?
I have facial hair right now, don't I? Just saying.
Facial hair is a privilege. It's not a right. You have to earn it.
Okay.
I can never earn it.
Oh, yeah.
Neither can Fro, and neither can Doug.
I try not to.
I can technically grow facial hair.
Yeah, but that's... I mean, that's...
I don't know that I've earned it. Facial hair was gifted to me, I guess.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it,
yeah.
It also it came with back hair, so... Do with that what you will.
I don't have to deal with that. Yeah.
I've got the back hair without the facial hair.
See, that's the worst of all worlds. You just got fucked over.
Sorry,
at least I'm hairy everywhere. It's consistent. I can blur my chest, basically, like it's bad.
Both of you have head hair, and that's more than I can say.
Yeah. You're hanging in there. I think I'm good through about, like, age 35 or so. Looking at the chronological hair loss of my father and grandfather,
family, yeah.
Like, that's about when it hits. So.
My dad was bald as fuck when he was 27, so
you're winning.
I don't know.
Your mom's
dad was all right, apparently.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
He's bald as hell now.
Okay, yeah.
We'll all get there eventually. We're catching up.
The chemo really is what does it.
Wow. Yeah.
None of us have cancer.
Lose the hair, keeps me thin.
That was a joke.
Yeah, right?
Everything tastes like styrofoam.
All the girls love me.
I didn't get this beach body just by, you know, exercising. It's mostly the radiation.
Deep disease.
Wow.
How you doing, Phil? Term. Philip McGrath.
I'm good.
Ability.
Other than the chemo.
Flame body. from the chemo.
There you go.
Everything burns all the time.
Yep.
Yeah, Bassem was sad to miss out on you today. I told him I'd give him a shout out as we were leaving the cart shop. So shout out to Bassem.
Does he listen to these?
Yeah. He said he did.
Okay, he told us on our way out. He's like, by the way, I listened to your podcast.
Good.
He said, go make a funny one or something.
All right, well,
along
here's
those lines.
My message to Bassem. I never agreed to anyone or even implied that I was considering going today.
You're trying to put the blame on me now.
Not necessarily, but at some point during this telephone tag, it just fell apart. I never really wanted to go, and today I was like, I'm not going.
Sure. So.
And you never talked to me about it, Bassem, so...
Until after the fact.
Next time, ask me personally.
Facebook, right?
Yeah,
message away.
We've talked online before.
There you go.
Bassem just hates Phil.
Wow. Starting beef.
He might hate Shots me fired. Now, but yeah. Although, if Bassam. He hated me, he wouldn't be upset about me not coming today.
Oh, Bassam. Bassam, my friend.
You're doing it. And finally, Kyle McGrath is here.
How's it going?
Ability.
Stalker.
Is that okay. a real ability?
Isn't it?
Maybe.
Are you trying to tell us something?
No.
I don't think it is.
Illuminate. Right.
Let's say prankster. I always go first with my shitty moves.
My non-damaging moves are so fast.
They can't be beaten.
You're the opposite of me as a 13-year-old.
There you go. Yep. Oh, God.
For how long I had to think about that, I didn't come up with anything very good.
You yep. still haven't said your ability.
Yeah, Dustin, come on.
What's your ability?
Man, I don't know.
Gotta say one. You gotta pick one.
It's like rock polish.
That's a move. Yeah.
Double your
speed. Makes you go fast.
I don't know why we're rock polish anyway.
Okay, wait a second. What? Describe the type of ability you think you would have, and we'll all come up with one.
I'm sure between all of us.
Okay. I want to be faster, but like... stupider.
Speed boost.
Mad at the hitting or something.
What's the one that drops your defense and raises your speed when you go?
That's perfect.
Weak
that's
weak armor.
Weak armor is my ability.
That's good. It has weak armor.
Yep. Rushing in and then paying the price later.
That's
my power.
At the beginning of this discussion, I wouldn't have guessed that would be...
Yeah, that's one I don't come up with very often.
Most of the people who we have listening probably don't know what that is. Even the people who play Pokemon.
So there you go.
Only like two
it's
things
either
happening.
Banned or not viable. On anything.
Yeah.
I think
Crustle might have it.
Swanna, maybe, or something stupid.
I don't know.
Oh, the Garbodor has it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And like Stench or something like that is the other one.
Stench? They can't use items?
Berry. I don't think they can eat berries.
I don't think my ability is Stench, but I guess you guys are going to judge it that more than I would.
Why didn't any of us say that?
I'm pretty sure that's Adam's ability.
Probably.
Stench. My God.
Or give it to someone
there
who's
have
not
been some times where we'll have just been
go.
We'll just be working, and he'll like come in for maybe 5 minutes. And then leave, and it lingers.
Man, knows how to it's make that organic diet, is what it is.
Or just not showering ever.
Maybe.
I
think it's a cocktail of like eating a very specific diet and avoiding certain brands of deodorant and
body
and laziness.
All natural.
Can't even cover himself in Axe body spray.
I would take BO probably over like a cloud of Axe.
I think I agree with that.
We all would, but everybody
Adam would never use something like that anyway, though.
Probably not.
It's not this day and age. Yeah. Back when he was like 16, that was his jam.
Sure. Yeah.
He was the cloud of Axe body spray. Those are the days, man.
More of a concept than a man, really.
Something like that.
I feel like he's still kind of there.
There's a lot of male fragrances and, like, DC skating shirts. That was, like, that was Adam, like, age 14 to age 17.
That was a lot of people in that age bracket.
Mm-hmm. Who has two thumbs and...
this small.
I've been in my late 20s since I was about 12.
Awesome.
It's not bad. Looking back, I feel really good about it.
Dinner and
good stuff. Awesome. Glad to hear everybody's doing well.
Fine, well.
Say, are you doing okay? You holding up?
Mm-hmm.
A little sleepy?
Everybody dead.
I've had a busy day today.
Yeah, we've been...
Got up early, and then I spent from like 10:30 to 1 editing a video together.
Mm-hmm.
And what is this video for?
How many Amiibos are in it?
Tell us about that.
More clearly, into the mic.
Yeah.
What's the video for?
It's our Kickstarter video. It's getting there.
Money.
Where can we find this Kickstarter so we can give you money?
On the internet.
In the future.
Yeah. Sometime next week. This will be up, I think, when the page is live. So I'll probably just put a link in the description.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to find it, you can click that.
That's how you market, right?
That's right. That's synergy. I learned that from the business world.
Brand.
Our KPIs are awesome.
Cross promotion.
Got some synergy hand motions going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Lovely.
So yeah, we're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a whole lot of stuff going. I guess we'll just leave with that since that's where
do
it's going
it,
to.
Do it.
It is the Cubicorn Games podcast.
Damn,
whoa.
I still feel bad about such promotion in general, though.
It's not the six nerds gabbing about shit podcast.
Yeah, it's better when
nine
it's
times
bad.
Out of ten. Dude.
I'm saying that's good. I just
the DBZ Panini card game podcast
extravaganza.
Mm-hmm. Pokemon.
Hey, that'll this be a special edition.
Brain's Tales.
Bro, did you just open like a scented candle or something?
It's a candle. Okay, I'm going to tell this story real quick.
Go ahead.
So I was just cleaning in the kitchen, and on top of my refrigerator, there's this weird container with like a Christmas decoration horse on it, which is not the type of thing that would be in my house full of
beautiful
sports
Christmas
goods
horse.
And like gaming shit. And I opened this canister, and it has a candle inside.
Does it smell like
cinnamon?
Is it cinnamon?
It actually...
Why isn't it lit?
It's definitely not cinnamon. I don't know. I can't put my finger on the smell. But it's not the highest quality candle.
It's been up there for years.
Yeah, that's got to be like 20
years. I mean, it
still
smells like a candle.
Yeah.
I'd say it's like an it's apple or like
it doesn't
a
smell like the
type
of candle
thing.
I would buy.
I'm assuming
that was a gift to like your parents at some point.
Yeah, like that could have been a wedding gift
right.
for my parents or something hilarious.
What kind of wedding was this?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's probably just something thrown into a stocking or something.
Right. We found it in my grandma's basement.
Yeah.
Took it.
She insisted we take this candle.
We had a wedding. What, Lorraine, your cousin Paulie, is that he got married over Christmas? It felt like a weird wedding because it was like a week or so. It was very close to Christmas.
It was the 13th. Yeah.
And it was all Christmas themed. It kind of just felt like a Christmas party. Like I felt like I was going to like have to awkwardly make conversation with the coworkers.
And the DJ was atrocious. He was really awkward the entire time.
Christmas DJ.
But the really cool thing was they had like a hot chocolate bar. They just had two like...
The fountain?
No, they didn't have a fountain, but it was just like two like kind of like coffee... like holder things just filled with hot chocolate and they had like marshmallows and peppermint and cinnamon sticks and
that sounds nice
just like it was really it was just all spread out and it was great.
It's not that hard to do either.
No,
it's a good idea.
It was really
I should do that just for fun.
Yeah. Still
here's my hot chocolate bar.
My expectations for your wedding just keep going up by so you're
it might be cold again by then.
Right.
It's also like fall more than it is like winter.
Fall's still a good time for hot chocolate.
Yeah,
we do warm cider.
This is true.
Do you guys have a theme?
I don't think so.
You kidding me?
Good. No, stop. That's good.
That's the correct.
There's gonna be colors, and that's it.
Can I help make the theme?
Sure. Yeah. You got suggestions?
You're gonna regret that.
Strikes.
I'll cut things out on construction paper if you need me to.
I bet.
I'm
be
not
beautiful.
Gonna put that much effort into it.
No collages.
No.
Make a diorama of what you think this would look like.
Everybody
it's like,
make
it's like
a diorama.
All over
again.
Yeah,
right.
I cut some pine cones.
I'm going to write a really abstract
everywhere
poem about our friendship.
Read it.
I'll take it.
And I'm going to use it as wallpaper at the wedding.
Beautiful.
Everyone, like, every little name card will have, like, a piece of abstract poetry on the back.
Yeah.
That'd be a good project. Everybody try to put the poem together.
Yep. You have it all wrong. It's like we're stitching a world quilt of our feelings for everyone to see.
Good.
We're all together.
Together forever.
Uh-oh. We're slow down. We're going to get sued. It's about as much as that as I've seen before.
6 seconds.
Yeah. It's less than 30. I think we're good.
Yeah, 30 is the limit.
Is it?
Yep. Yeah, something like that. I'm not 100% sure. That's like the hearsay.
I feel like that can't be true, because you could sing all of Happy Birthday in 30 seconds. And I know
so
you're not allowed to do
that.
I thought it was like less than 10 seconds.
I have no idea.
Seven or something.
I don't actually
know.
Maybe
it's proportional depending on the length of the song.
It might be words, too, like six words or something. Mm. I don't know. For as many phones as there are at this table, we should be looking it up.
I care less, so...
That's
my opinion.
Sure, it varies depending on how good your lawyer is.
Yeah, right. What country you live in?
Useful with his phone right now. He's playing Persona 3.
I am.
That's, I mean...
Third playthrough.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Yep. You know it doesn't have copyrighted music? At least not externally copyrighted music. The games we're working on.
Yeah.
I did it. I brought it back.
You did. Good job.
So yeah, like Lorraine said, we're going to have a Kickstarter campaign going. It'll be up by the time this is up. So
or
for
if any, it's delayed at all, like Wednesday.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll delay this before, like,
okay.
I'll just put the show up later as opposed to...
Right.
I got it.
Ruining my week.
Can make it work. Yeah, we're working on that. We've talked a little bit about the games in here in the past, but I don't want to spend a bunch of time detailing like them mechanically or whatever. But one of them's called Super Cucumber. It's a 2D platformer. I think it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
The other one's called Down the Drain. It's like a maze navigation, semi-procedurally generated exploration extravaganza.
The term I coined on the Kickstarter page is a roguelite.
Wow.
That's terrible. Good.
Isn't it? I know it's bad.
I didn't get halfway to that. Is that
L-I-G-H-T or L-I-T-E?
I don't remember, actually. I feel like it's...
Sounds like an L-I-T.
Like a Benji.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
I might have actually spelled it G-H-T, just because I'm special, but...
No, it's fine. No,
I already threw Magnemite, so I can't...
Yeah, we don't have anything else. We don't have any other
projectiles. And this candle is too heavy.
Yeah, but if you want
a Taco Bell sauce packet,
you're doing it. Goodbye, Taco Bell. If you want any information on those, you can check out our website. You can click through the Kickstarter link. Like, there's stuff all over the place that kind of succinctly sums up what those games are about.
No, it's a thing. More stuff.
You probably notice it by clicking on the links to listen to this anyway.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's the things we've been working on for a little while, where this is our first, like, for real, like, we're making a statement saying that these are actual projects.
We kind of did.
I mean, like, this is our public push.
The world will know.
Hopefully.
It's your coming out party.
Woo!
Something like that.
Your sweet 16.
Quinceañera.
Didn't want that car.
I was going to say something like that.
Sorry.
Nope. You took it.
That's what I do.
Mm-hmm. So we've been bogged down getting builds together, cutting footage, cutting Kickstarter video, typing up descriptions of shit. You would be surprised how much time that all that stuff can take. Mm-hmm. Like, you would think, listing those off individually, you're like, oh, that's 5 minutes, oh, that's 10 minutes. Like, obviously, some of those longer than others, but like, oh, just write up a couple of descriptions. It'll take you like half an hour. There's just so much stuff to do.
Those videos of the cats riding chariots don't edit themselves.
That's true.
That's right. That was last time. Dear Lord.
I didn't remember.
Yeah, we've been stretched thin a little bit for like the past month or so. Like, between having a day job and trying to get stuff done for the games and then trying to get stuff done for the Kickstarter campaign for the games, it's just been the most stretched thin I think I've ever been in my adult life to date. So apologies to anyone at this table or anyone else if I've just been like a little loopy or distant.
Basim did cry today. But he showed up. I made his day.
He did seem a little excited when he saw us. I was glad to see him.
He wasn't happy to see me, I'll tell you that.
Kyle's here.
So where's Phil? Isn't he not coming? Oh.
You were the conveyor of bad news. Right.
You brought conveyor? Sadness.
You mass-produce bad news?
Kyle McGrath bringing the sadness.
He just needs to move his own tournament to some realistic time, and then I can show up there. But anyway, Dustin, you've been completely inaccessible, and it's really putting a strain on our friendship.
I was going
to
say,
but I'm willing to make the sacrifice for now.
It's contingent.
It's basically this week is basically the peak, and then I'm assuming it's just like all downhill. Like everything's just going to be like bam, 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 bam.
Well, you guys are going to wake up, and it's going to be like August.
That's kind of how I feel. Yeah, because I've even got like the next couple of months booked up between like we're going to try to do a bunch of live demos and stuff around here, so like there'll be more. We're gonna put those up and like in updates gradually as we go.
Did Mike okay a demo at?
Yes,
the
so
shop?
We'll probably cool. do. We'll almost certainly do one at a awesome card shop in the area called Eternal Games. I'm not gonna give the details here, but again, these will just be like updates on like our website and the Kickstarter page, like when and where and like what times. So we're gonna do like set up some monitors and do some live demos there at some other places in Metro Detroit. We're also going to be at Indicate East
this weekend.
By the time you're listening to this, this weekend, over Valentine's Day weekend, showing stuff off and talking
New
to people.
New York City!
That's right.
That's where we're going.
Going to the Nintendo World Store to buy Amiibos.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna go and look at all the Pokemon stuff.
That was the front all along.
That's right. This whole making two video games thing was all just a front to
buy me.
Buy more Amiibos.
Can you tell the story or the interpretation you had of being handed that amiibo?
Sure, I can do that. So, I mean, for the uninitiated, I think we've just talked about the general like idiocy of amiibos more than our quest to find them. Like
some
I'm here
of us
in general,
are
knee
deep in it.
Yeah, Lorraine and I are committed to getting all of at least the Smash Brothers.
I am
deferring responsibility.
Yeah, she's building her own story already.
Yeah. No, I mean,
I mean that's fair.
I have received. I have not.
Like we started, like when they announced them, and like for months after they announced them, I was like, "This fucking toys, who cares?"
I just wanted a Fox one.
And then like it became a gradual upward curve up till like the day that that Smash Brothers was out, and I bought a Fox one for her because I knew she'd love a Fox amiibo. Like at that point, I was like, "Oh fucking,
like got one.
I'm gonna get all of these fucking things, aren't I? Because I'm a moron."
Yep.
Are you really
Nintendo has
dumb?
Captured you in the
I am that dumb. It turns out.
I'm sorry.
Yep. So, I mean, I'll take ownership of it.
There, but for a flip of a coin goes I. So yeah. It could have been just me just as easily.
Yep. Right. And luckily, unluckily, if anyone out there is, like, as stupid as I am and looking for these things and you haven't had luck because there are none of them and people are flipping them and shit, like, I'm sorry for your struggle.
Feel your pain.
Nintendo basically, hates people. That's what
yeah.
It
well,
is.
It's, yep. It comes back to that because they're like printing like one Martha amiibo for and like 20 Mario.
Anyway,
But I had been pre-ordering like waves of them just like from Best Buy basically when they were up, and there were a handful out that I couldn't do that do on BestBuy.com. Obviously, one of them was Rosalina, the Target exclusive amiibo.
Yep, right.
Yep. So I got up the like we've been so like deep in game shit. Like I wasn't about to. My priorities are. Correct in this regard. Like I haven't been actively searching for them since we've
camping
been
out Target overnight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, since we've been like working hard.
I've heard
so,
those stories.
Like I had pre-ordered a bunch of them like a long time ago, and we weren't looking since. And I got up the morning that they put them out at Target or whatever. Like I had been up until like 5 a.m. the previous day, like working on shit, and I got up at like noon or something. And my mom knew I was looking for these. She came up and she was like, "Oh, did you get one of the like Target ones? I knew you were looking for the rest of them." And I said, "I'm just been too busy. Like, oh fuck it." And she's like, "No, you've been looking. You should go try to collect the rest of them if you're doing this dumb thing."
Addiction.
Yeah, basically like
enabling.
Balls to the wall. Dustin.
My mom is supportive to a fault, even when it's something that I shouldn't be doing.
So your mom will something to be said for that. Need it.
Yeah. So I mean, so she talked to my dad and she said, "Well, he wanted to collect all these. So can you go like run to a Target or two and see if you can find one?" And my dad's like, "Sure, yeah, whatever. It's Saturday or something. I got nothing going on."
Mm-hmm.
So he went out to the store and basically Lorraine and I just went back like downstairs to our workspace and like did more work on game stuff. And then at some point in, like, maybe 2 or 3 in the afternoon that day, my dad comes down to the basement and hands me a Target bag that's got a Rosalina amiibo in it. And I just, in that moment, I was standing there realizing that I was a 27-year-old man whose father just bought him a sparkly princess toy. Went out of his way to do it. Like, it wasn't even just, like, he just had to go to the store. Like, he went to, like, 2 or 3 of these because they didn't have it at the first one he hit.
Oh, boy.
So, both thank you to my dad and, like, I'm sorry, society. I apologize for the horrible man-child that I am.
Don't even register on that radar, really.
Something like that. The thing for as far as like dumb amiibo collecting shit goes, like the people who are a level higher than me are the folks who are getting like I've seen people online who will buy a full set and keep them in the boxes and then a second set to open. That is terrifying.
That's our dad.
we did that with
the Simpsons.
The
toys.
Simpsons actually like talking
in our
whatever.
Basement is all the talking Simpsons toys in the box, and for a long time we had open versions of all of them.
In this room.
The living room.
Yeah, I remember yeah, when the Simpsons shelf was out. Yeah.
And they would make funny noises at night.
They would have conversations, and then later, as their batteries were dying, they'd have like slow motion blurred,
terrifying.
Weird noise conversations.
Was that like through like a significant portion of your childhood? I could see getting nightmares at like age 8.
No, it was later than that.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
That's fine.
Like, I would say early high school for me.
Okay.
Early to mid high school. Yeah.
Dreams about the yellow people. Speaking backwards.
I've had a lot of weird dreams in my life, but I've never had a dream about the Simpsons.
That's
kind of surprising.
Or any other animated
anything, I
think.
That's a weird
anything,
thing to, like, picture in a dream.
Mm-hmm.
It's too
I don't think I've had a dream about a cartoon.
I've had some.
I don't remember.
My dreams are very strange. All the time.
How many presidents or ex-presidents have you drop-kicked?
None.
Well, at least one person at this table has you beat.
Yeah. Which, in the dream, I interpreted as a Simpsons reference.
I remember that, too.
In dream?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Like, you that got time in the covered. Simpsons that you, he got drop-kicked.
Yeah.
But that never happens.
What kind of society kicks a man with a boot?
Giant oh my boot. Gosh. That's amazing. So yeah, that's my shame story of the week.
If anybody's going to beat my son, it's going to be me.
I don't know if I'd call it necessarily a shame story, but I think I had mentioned this before.
Let's all share our shame stories.
Agreed. I was trying to hatch a shiny tyrant.
That's a good shame story.
I kind of talked about this last week, it had been like on and off for a while. I was playing other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it finally it happened on like Tuesday. Woo!
The baby is here.
I am so excited. 626 eggs.
That's not terrible.
Tell me
with
about
the
it.
The shiny chaw.
Still not terrible.
I want to know what its IVs in nature were.
It's calm. Nature is adamant. That's I had that every set. HP, defense, special defense, and speed. I missed the attack. I was kind of upset. It could have happened from the parents. Like, they both had all of them except for special attack. So I'm not really sure what happened. That Destiny Net obviously wasn't working. But it's fine.
There's always one random
He's got
one.
Strong Jaw. He's got Dragon Dance, Ice Fang, Poison Fang, Fire Fang.
How bad is the attack?
It's high. It's still good. Like,
then
all
right.
Yeah, it's not perfect, but
congratulations on a healthy baby.
take him online and get wrecked by Mega Kyogre's.
Primal Kyogre.
Yeah, I was going to say, get your terminology right.
He's going to be in my Battle Maceon team with my one friend who we do double battles with, and she's already getting her, like, Prankster Whismur build, like, up. She's going to be, like, the supportive.
Sweet.
It's going to be
Whismur
great.
Whismur is Prankster?
I think it's its hidden ability or something.
Wow.
I wouldn't know. I'm out of the loop a little bit.
I'm pretty sure. So I then I wanted to make a toad for alligator, so I bred some Totodiles just for their IVs and like Aqua Jet, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so I then went and I wonder traded them, all of them, which I completed yesterday.
Spend a whole day wonder trading.
No, this was like a week.
Just kidding.
Since like I hatched him and had like the Totodile was like maybe the next day.
Yeah, it's been like everything else with us. Like when
and
I have 5 minutes,
been going on
this
in, like, the
background. Is what I do to like
right, yeah,
fill time alone on the toilet or whatever.
Right.
So I've gone through and I have some statistics.
Holy shit!
I made some.
Oh my
graphs.
God! I'm so excited for numbers.
Beautiful numbers.
Totodile graph, hit me.
Wow.
So does anyone have? I already told you, so you can't see. What the largest, like, the Pokemon I got with the in the most amount? Just one single
trading?
Pokemon. Yes.
What did you start after Red Ruby Sapphire?
Yes, I was doing
Zigzagoon.
You were right.
I was going to say, that is definitely the right answer.
How
as soon as
many,
you said it.
Does anyone have any...
Well, how many did you trade? Yeah, or do
the
you
total
want a percentage?
Traded Pokemon was like fucking like almost 700.
I bet you got
300.
Yeah.
300.
Two. Only 30.
What?
Wow!
30.
That's really good. Okay, I'm starting that Wonder Trade file now. That's way more. I was not optimistic.
Way less Zigzagoon than you would have expected.
Yeah. I got.
Some Poochyenas in there.
Oh, yeah. Here, I'll go through the top, however, I don't know how many I'll do. The next two were Poochyena Ralts at 26.
Ralts? Wow. I thought Ralts was rare.
It is, but I bet a lot of. Yeah, it might be more common.
Fuck out of them.
Oh, yeah, because the Gardevoir Mega.
Bring the fuck out of them.
They want people.
Gallade has a Mega now, too, so.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. The next was Wurmple.
I'm not surprised
24.
By that.
24.
That would have been my second guess after
Wingull, Tentacool.
Those are down. They're
on the list.
They're on here.
You gotta play that game for a few hours to get to them, I guess.
Yeah. Then there's, because it's still in the X and Y Wonder Trade. It's all together. So next was Froakie at 13.
Froakie, okay, cool.
Snivy at 12, because that contrary Superior got sent
just
out.
Came out.
So that's been going around.
Rocking Storm all day.
He's up to RU or UU now or something.
Gible is 11. Linen is 11. Love Disc is 11. Charmander, 11. And then
Love
Tentacool
Disc.
Is 10. And then it's all just like, it's a few other random ones. I got 117 Pokemon, just one of 117 Pokemon. Which was kind of nice.
How many shiny Dialgas did you get?
No shiny Dialgas. I'm getting
any
shiny.
Shinies at all?
Yes.
Okay.
Potentially one that isn't real.
Potentially,
yes.
So they might have all been fake.
No,
at least
I can guarantee two that it must be real. I'll get to that. Then I went down.
Every shiny's fake. Everyone knows that.
I broke down the nationalities because, like, you know how you
that's
get like.
Cool.
Yeah.
Does anyone have any kind of guess what the highest one was?
It's gotta be either Japan
it's
or the U.S.
Time.
Okay, here I go.
Canada.
Brazil.
No.
I'm gonna guess.
It would be, because it's only, it's like by language, kind of.
Yeah, it's region.
Then Spanish.
No. So, 53% of them were English language
Yeah, I was gonna
games.
Say, they almost have to be
27 were Japanese.
Yep.
This is all percentage. There was like 300 odd, like,
right.
English sure. ones
right.
or whatever. Spanish and French were both at 6. German that's was at 5. Right. Italian was 2.
Uh-huh.
And Korean was 1.
All of that is exactly what I would have thought.
Two of them were like linings or something. It was really weird. I got all of my glooms that I got like 4. They were all different language. 3 of them were German. And I got like an Italian
das
one or something. Like
for some reason, I was hoping all of your glooms would be French, because gloom seems like
one,
a French Pokemon.
The other one was it was French. It was 3 German and a French.
And food.
He's really depressed.
Viva la gloom.
Okay, so here are just like my random...
Viva Quebec.
My fun... So I did get one Pokemon back that I did train.
That's Whoa. Amazing.
One of my Totodiles came back to me. And it was like, I don't know, I couldn't tell you when exactly it was. I don't
right.
think I overlapped trade partners, but I couldn't tell you for sure.
Was so it like minutes after a different trade?
It was probably
or?
The same day.
Okay. That's still really interesting.
That's maybe the most amazing thing to have happened
yeah.
under.
Right.
Because, I mean, like,
the
original trainer was my name.
Didn't want it.
And it was like, all like, I mean, I'm looking at him like, this looks identical. I look at the trainer, I'm like,
it's
mine.
I told you to get out of here.
But I got five shinies. I got a Simipour.
Oh, great.
I got a Ralts.
That's cool.
Which had a bad nature, which is how I know that it was
the Noddy or something stupid.
Its special attack was down.
Well, what if they wanted it to be a Gallade?
It was a girl.
You should just try harder.
I got a Growlithe, who had lowered attack.
Woof, woof.
And, like, raised woof, defense woof, woof. Or something like that.
Bold Growlithe could be useful.
I know its attack was down,
whatever.
But they.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a Lapras who was
cool.
at level 100.
Aw, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It had like some pretty good moves. Like it was all right. And a Feraligatr that was also at 100, which I am very suspicious of.
Yeah. Do you have a new quest, like a new shiny you're working on?
I don't know.
You should always have one.
One in the chamber.
Right. And eventually you'll have your whole. You know, your
team.
3 Pokemon team made of shinies.
Well, I mean, I did want to raise a Feraligatr, but I'm not going to use that one.
Yeah.
Mine is slightly different, and I'm kind of leery of
it. Yeah, just release it.
Yeah, release it. Release that bad boy into the wild.
Or should I just trade him to someone else?
That's just...
If you think he was hacked, get it out of the circulation.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that
circulation
half
is long
of these
tainted.
Pokemon,
I know.
Of all of these, they're all going away. Like, I'm mm-hmm. not keeping any of these
They don't have a, like, release all for boxes.
No, it's unfortunate.
No, it's one at a time.
So if you could, like, wonder trade 20 things at a time, it'd be a lot worse than having to do it one.
Wonder
one.
Box.
Right.
Yeah.
Wonder
Does that awesome
put
animation every time
hole.
Where it sends
yeah.
them up and then sends them back
yeah.
out?
Oh, yeah.
Gotta keep my nostalgia going.
Enter the wonder hole.
That would be
still
cool,
twittering
man.
27-year-old
girl. Like, they should just streamline. They should have a hardcore Pokemon trading interface, like that's like a command prompt thing. You just turn it on and it just says like 460 Pokemon traded, 372 new Pokemon acquired.
I
just like plain text descriptions with numbers.
I have one other.
Doing.
So I got my the scene because that's the only one that shows up like when you save. I got 100 more Pokemon from doing that in
mm-hmm.
that game, which is why I did it in Ruby as opposed to
right.
why.
Where you
because
have
I
all of
finished
them.
The national.
A slight feeling of smug satisfaction.
Yes.
Pokemon
have,
Z will be out soon enough to you.
I have
funnel
my blue
your
Tyra,
obsessiveness.
And he's adorable.
He won't be adorable for long.
He'll be awesome.
He'll be a monster.
I like Tyrant a lot.
He's probably my favorite Gen 6 Pokemon.
He's up there for sure.
I really like him.
I like Aurorus too, but it's so
yeah.
bad.
It's sad.
I can't like.
It just makes me sad looking at it. I feel bad for it. Aww. You're pretty cute, but you suck.
You're
so
the worst
hard.
Typing in all of Pokemon.
It's pretty much.
I am hard pressed to find one that's worse than Rock Ice.
It's pretty. Yeah, ice is like definitively the worst.
Oh, definitely.
And you could argue that Ice Grass is. I mean, you can't. Even
Rock Steel's pretty bad.
Rock Steel's not good. Yeah.
I mean, is it just Steelix?
Probopass.
Oh, Probopass.
Yeah, and
Steelix.
Aggron.
Steelix is ground steel.
Oh, he's ground. That's right. I always get those mixed up.
Those aren't, like, totally terrible. They're nowhere near rock ice terrible.
No.
It's got, like, 8 weaknesses and 2 resistances or whatever.
Poor Aurorus.
they had Pokemon.
Resistance to ice, normal, and flying.
Don't even resist stuff. Psychic anymore. That stopped.
Don't resist.
Weak to fairy. If you're still talking steel.
I was talking about Aurorus.
Aurorus.
Steel resists fairy.
4 times weakness to fighting. You're dead.
Double weaknesses to ground,
weak
fighting.
To water, weak to grass, weak to...
Does ice resist water or not?
Nope, just ice. Mm, that's it.
Really?
Yep.
God.
It's the worst type in the game.
Oh, don't worry, it's strong against dragons.
Too bad.
Dot, dot, dot. That was a informative little...
I like Pokemon.
Stat poll.
Now I just gotta level them up.
Yeah, you should have a Pokemon-related stat sheet every time we do this. Like, that's my favorite.
I can probably
Pokemon,
make...
Pokemon stat of the week.
I feel like Kyle's probably right, though. I feel like you totally beat the odds. Like,
getting
only 600
back.
And something or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to be doing probably a Wunderlock Sapphire
I was
run.
So excited because there were multiple people whose little message were Wunderlock, and I'm like, you're getting a really good Tyrant! Here you go!
That's a perfect Pokemon. Like,
really
I don't want
is.
A bunch of starters, and I don't want a bunch of Zigzagoons. Just give me weird
something
Finneon
new.
And just random crap
mm-hmm.
that I normally wouldn't use.
That's why I'm still kind of thinking...
Yeah, give me a Stunfisk!
I probably got
yeah.
a Stunfisk.
Sweet.
As one of those. That's why I'm kind
Fingers
of...
Crossed.
We had talked about this while we were getting food earlier. I think when Z or whatever comes out, I think I'm going to do a Wunderlock for that game, just right off the bat.
If I enjoy the
just
Sapphire Wunderlock, I will buy Z and also do a Wunderlock with you.
My friend Jesse, who is my Battle Maceon partner, she was. I haven't heard anything about this recently, but she was starting a Wunderlock in her Y. I didn't hear how that was going.
It's usually a bad sign.
Right.
Yeah.
I did ask Gabe how his randomized red was going, and he was like, oh, I haven't touched that.
Okay.
So, he's at, like,
Gabe
misty.
Up.
That is Gabe.
That's not very far.
Gabe up.
Oh,
me.
Well, I said I was going to play it with him, and I haven't played it at all.
I haven't booted it up yet.
Yeah. No, you're a
I'll try my best to come up with some kind of stat sheet.
Sweet. It doesn't even matter what
it's
it is.
Coming for your roguelite. Put you in the same weight class, at least.
Both of us are shooting RU. Good for us.
Oh.
Excellent.
My God. Anyway.
Go team.
Pokemon's a pretty good game.
Disagree.
No,
it's pretty great.
It's like Crossfire, like yeah. Counterpoint.
As far as like a game engine and a design, Pokemon is like far and above anything else. That's
it's like the most customizable RPG you could have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's so many numbers that go into
sure.
that.
Sure. Yeah. Well, if you want to talk about like design stuff and like or things that I know that I wouldn't be capable of, just like the way
everything.
That I approach stuff, I couldn't design a game that is that has that much nuance and like
mm-hmm.
spreadsheet
yeah.
heaviness. It's just like so data driven.
It's amazing.
It is awe-inspiring.
It's like the first time
level.
I ever figured out.
And it turns
out
it's just a big,
like,
huge mind game, too.
When I first really started learning about Eevee training, it kind of blew my mind. Just like, there is so much below the surface that I never knew. Because if you, like, the way, reason it was there was because it was to make your Pokemon stronger than any wild Pokemon.
Yeah,
that
yep.
was the reason that you could, they gave you stats when that came off of it. And
a way of making your bond with your Pokemon a real thing. Mm-hmm.
The idea was that your thing reflected
right.
the stats
of
the
things
types
that it was
of
fighting.
The things
mm-hmm.
you're fighting. So if
mm-hmm.
you're fighting
right.
stuff with high attack, your attack would be higher.
You got better at it.
You got better at it.
And nobody knew about it because Nintendo.
And a bunch of nerds on the internet broke it.
Yeah.
I wonder where we would be in like the metagame if that was never surfaced. Like, would there really be any? Like,
that's a weird.
It'd be
that
weird.
Is impossible to determine.
I know.
The kind of people who want there to be a metagame are the kind of people that figured that stuff out.
No, I know, but I'm still just trying to visualize like what it would even be like. Like, it clearly would be
if stuff's EVs were just completely random.
Yeah.
That would be horrible.
Wouldn't that
be? I'm saying, would you think people would still like be into it if it was just like complete roll of the dice every time? That sounds.
Bead tears don't exist.
I mean, competitive Pokemon is all on the internet anyway. They don't actually play the game.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So they just have it set to whatever they want it to be.
That's why me and Jesse do use Showdown every once in a while.
Showdown's real good.
Good program.
We've been doing some random, like, she'll make a team, and I just, like, threw some stuff together and lost horribly because I wasn't planning as much as she had.
That's what happens.
Whale lords
and then
slam
I, like,
Showdown.
Because she wanted to make...
Exploding whale
lords. She was making an NU, and then she made an RU, and I made both of those that day, and I
was just giggling at his phone.
I think it was
Sorry,
her RU
girls.
Team that I, like, destroyed with my... I just had a Feraligatr, which is what I'm going to be building right now. And it just, like, I swords danced once and just, like, aqua jetted everything, and they all exploded, and it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I already love for alligators.
So feel the joy of a clean sweep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I did switch some stuff out because she threw out something like a grass type or something.
Cannot aqua jet grass type.
I returned something and, like, just decimated it, which was pretty fun. For alligators.
Next time, bring a stat sheet and a save of a Pokemon Showdown match.
I'll try.
We can upload
Do
that.
Do some damage calcs.
Yeah. No.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
I'll try my best to come
Pokemon
up with
is
Pokemon
something
stat
else.
Sheets.
Mm-hmm. I've got a thing on competitive Pokemon in the news.
Whoa,
we'll
really?
Talk about that later.
Anyway,
all right.
We can move on to more.
It's not that interesting.
No, it's more
the fact that there's any part of it in the news is kind of surprising to me, because I haven't heard any. Unless it's... Wow.
I won't spoil
it.
We'll
get
there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so that's what's been going on with Pokemon statistics and working hard on things.
Mm-hmm.
If you like Pokemon, you should support our Kickstarter. that's as far,
wow.
That's as much, period. That's all the context I'm going to give you.
If you love America.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, yeah.
If you hate terrorism, you should support our Kickstarter.
Support our troops
now
and
you're
our
doing
Kickstarter.
That.
If you think cancer is bad...
Like that one guy... Oh, is it...
Do you like to eat?
It's Parks
How
and
do
Rec,
you feel about blowjobs?
That one, like, 13-year-old country star... Who has,
I remember
like,
his name. I know what you're talking
just,
about.
Just, like,
yeah.
He has, like, the, like, 3-second music video on, like, their YouTube, like... Pro, like, analogous website.
Mm,
it's
yeah,
just,
yeah.
Like, phrases like that.
Jingoist.
America!
Yeah.
Support our troops, love our country.
Like, apple pie or something.
Apple pie, grandma. Flags.
Yeah. Then he berates his dad.
And then he's I asked for ham, not bologna.
I was thinking, like, Lunchables or something
yeah.
like that.
I gotta watch the new episodes of that.
Yeah.
I haven't watched any
the
of them.
The last season's been pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah,
doubt
right.
it.
It's not bad. That's
I love
sure.
their dumb future technology.
Yeah, I like that they stuck with the time
yeah,
shift.
Yeah, it's unique and I like it.
Mm-hmm. How much of a time shift is it?
It's
what was it, like 3 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they just keep throwing in, like, there's a, like one or two random jokes every episode
yeah.
that just, like, reference shit that would theoretically happen.
Oh, yeah. This, that's
was,
so funny.
There was a freeze frame joke on, like, one of their virtual newspapers.
Yeah.
And so... Bill Belichick denies using robots in football games.
Yeah, they're doing good by that. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. That is a conceit for the season. They're doing all right with
that. I don't know if
so
that was
great.
Something they just had written up already or if they put it in after Deflategate.
Right, that's an incredible... I hope they had it written up already.
Either way,
like, I
it was perfect.
It.
Cause it was
yeah.
Yeah, you could have written
that
joke without that
right.
happening.
Yeah. Oh, man. If I had seen that week, I would have died.
It was pretty funny.
Damn.
It's going good. And well, I guess if we could... Something else we've been doing is we've gotten through the rest of the animated DC universe.
I actually want to watch that.
We've
so.
Gotten... We. I still think my favorite.
Which universe are we talking about here?
Batman
like from,
the Animated Series.
Okay, right.
Batman Beyond... Superman
and Justice League.
Justice League Unlimited.
How do you feel about Superman?
I feel the same. He's
the
dumb.
Show, I meant.
He's dumb.
All
the show's
all right. Superman villains are the same and stupid.
Except for Darkseid.
I hate you, and I'm gonna cry.
He's dumb.
Darkseid's fine. He's like the
he's
apocalypse
okay.
of the DC universe.
He's still kind
of apocalypse
dumb.
Of them.
Like, he lives in apocalypse.
Everybody else.
Don't figure why Apocalypse
I
is called what he
hate
is.
Hate Bizarro.
I yeah
yes.
Lex Luthor is a moron.
You're a show.
Yeah,
yeah. I guess
I can't even. Who even are the other ones?
Brainiac,
Mr. Mix of
Spitlick. Yeah,
oh,
you were pretty excited oh, about Mr.
Mix of Spitlick.
Still though, voice
that's
by Gilbert Gottfried.
Right?
It literally was Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah, and the show it was great.
I love that show. Like, that show was, like, one of my favorite things when I was a kid.
Yep.
It's
yeah.
more fun than Batman. Batman, cool and all, but
they did,
I mean...
They did have that one episode where Darkseid actually killed a guy.
Yeah, it was tight.
Yeah, I think
it was only
like,
because a voice actor died,
yeah,
but I mean,
it?
Yeah.
I think that's the only time they killed a character, like, for reals, in any of those series.
Like, the end of, like, the first season or
the
something.
The guy who looks like Jack Kirby, the cop.
Oh, that's
I think his
right.
name is Turpin.
Yeah,
yeah.
Turpin.
Whoa.
That's right.
Yeah.
The end of that show is sick as hell, too.
I don't remember
like,
how it ends.
Like, it's like a
right.
two-parter.
He got,
like, he has mind control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
Like,
the ending,
I don't know how the series ended.
Yeah, the ending
was
like,
it.
Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, like,
that was
no,
the last
was just,
episode of
okay.
Superman.
But yeah, it's like, he has mind control, and then, like,
and
the government's out to get him, and, like, because he, like, he tried to conquer the Earth because
yeah.
Darkseid mind controlled
him. Yeah, he gets mind controlled by Darkseid and goes to Earth and basically turns against humanity.
And then, the last half of the last episode is him just kicking the shit out of everybody and just...
The... the second run of Justice League, I think, ended with just Superman beating the tar out of Darkseid for a few minutes.
Yeah, that also happened.
Lex Luthor and him, like, suicide.
Yeah, then, like, Lex Luthor becomes a god or something, yeah. And then the show's over.
It was kind of strong. Well,
no, because he fused with Brainiac at one point. And then he gets all depressed because Brainiac is gone because, like Darkseid blew him up or something.
And he lost all, like, the information.
The Brainiac storyline just runs through the start of Superman all through both Justice League shows.
Brainiac is so dumb!
Every time you kill him, it's like, oh, I left a computer chip on your backpack. And
I don't understand. Why they can't just...
That basically,
it really is.
They're like, oh, we killed him this time. Obviously not.
That's the...
Come on.
It's a comic book.
Yeah, I say yes, right? But yeah, exactly. The thing there is if you're going to bother to, like, be invested in superhero comic stuff, like, you just have to take for granted that nothing of consequence ever actually happens.
Right, yeah. Uncle Ben isn't dead.
Martian Manhunter was my favorite.
Well, yeah, he's cool.
He's pretty cool. He kind of, like, Fs off in, like, Unlimited.
Yeah,
Justice League Unlimited is tremendous.
Mm-hmm. It was good. I really liked all of Justice League.
It did have the Booster Gold episode.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Did really you guys watch Batman Brave and the Bold yet?
No, but I think we might check it out because I've never actually watched that either. It's
thoroughly entertaining.
I didn't like it.
Like, if you hate Silver Age bullshit,
I'm
you're
a fun
hate
hater,
it.
I admit it.
Like, if you hate Silver Age fun shit, you'll hate the crap out of it. But
I at least want to check it out.
If you like fun, goofy, like, you know, super D list, you know, superheroes and villains, you'll enjoy it.
They're more interesting than anything.
No, and that's true. There's like one Superman episode.
Some of
those
the most fun.
Blue Beetle episode.
Yeah.
Nice.
Perfect.
Some of the most fun of those Justice League Unlimited episodes were like that, with like Booster Gold or whatever. Like
guys with superpowers, he's a cowboy.
The episode with all the guys who don't actually have superpowers.
The
night guy who's just on flying horse.
Shining Knight and Stargirl or whatever.
All the DC heroes you never knew.
Yeah.
What did they do?
I love low-end DC heroes. I love them so much.
Not my thing. Some alternate dimension or something.
Sure. Yeah, all the real superheroes got like trapped in a parallel dimension or something.
I loved when
they all turned to kids.
I loved sour baby Batman. It was hysterical.
Baby Batman was amazing.
It was the only time that the Green Lantern in that show was a character.
Kinda,
because everything with the Green Lantern in that show was just like, I made a pole shield, I shot a beam, and then I ripped the thing open with my beam thing.
I like Hawk Girl.
I like Hawk Girl too. She's fun.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden he's all like, "Here, I'm gonna make a lawnmower and run it over the assholes."
I remember that. Murdered.
That was a good. I'd forgotten that there was multiple Batman Beyond episodes in Justice League.
Yeah.
The first ones where they go back, where they go to the future. And then the Green Lantern becomes Hal Jordan for like 10 minutes.
Because
the timeline is falling apart or whatever. That was really funny.
And
I was
like,
I've forgotten about that.
Don't ask.
Yeah.
Oh, I already know. I'm all caught up.
Then there's the legendary thing where Luthor somehow like switches bodies with Flash.
Yeah.
And then he's like, he's alone in the bathroom. Pulls back the mask. He's like, at least I know who the Flash's secret identity is. He's like, I have no idea who this is.
Did you, Kyle, post that? Because we watched that episode, and I'm like,
It's both of those moments.
It gets posted a lot.
It's the Luthor hand-washing one and the one that Fro just said are the two like highlights of the Justice League period.
Yeah.
So
good. Right.
It's pretty good.
So to top off our other DC-related nonsense, last Sunday, when we did not come out here for the Super Bowl, we ended up watching Watchmen.
Really?
I kind of want to watch that again, actually. How was that?
It was okay.
I felt like I had gone to a beach. There was so much grit. My God!
Have you read it?
I knew. I vaguely kind of
You've done yourself a disservice by watching
the
movie
first.
He said it was better.
Yeah.
The movie?
No.
The books.
Yeah.
I know Dustin well enough to know.
I'm glad that the movie exists because it's the only reason I read the book. Like, I read the book first, and the only reason I read it was because of
the movie
because
was
I'm terrible.
No, I did the same thing.
Yeah. But I thought the book was really good.
Yeah,
the movie is kind of
It wasn't terrible.
I am interested in reading the book after seeing that, though.
You should.
It's a lot of crap, but it really isn't terrible for what it was.
It was interesting. It was obnoxious at times.
It's for sure a Zack Snyder movie. Like, that dude, like, slow motion and blowing up shit and like breaking people's faces,
like blowing out like water.
I'll stand by this, but when we had wrapped that movie up, like I think Zack Snyder is like Michael Bay with like just a hint more self awareness.
Yeah,
like
he's a long way.
He knows what he likes and. That is like here. Slow motion shots and people being broken. And
he's doing Batman Superman, right?
Yeah, I of think course. So. Because Superman was nonsensically, you know, popular so or something.
I just want to see that movie. Neither did I. It was okay. I want to die. In Detroit, and yeah. I want to see if I can recognize any of it. Probably did not. It,
well,
but
Phil, are you friends with Dan on Facebook?
Nope.
Did you hear all that conversation?
Yeah. He posted a video of the Batmobile.
Really?
On Facebook recently.
Like a video he took just watching.
Out,
that's
out of
cool.
Off his porch.
Huh. That's funny. Well, I definitely want to see that.
I'd have to find it.
That's impossible. The only reason I want to see that movie. It's just because it was in Detroit.
I want to see it because it's got a very handsome man in it.
I'll have to hear.
I'll leave you guessing.
He also posted that video the same day that a swoon. Rumor that the Batmobile had been stolen came out.
That's so amazing. God, that would be the best story for that movie being filmed in Detroit. The find a Batmobile
crime.
But without tires or some shit.
Find some, like,
the radio
had
been taken out.
Oh my god.
Have you seen any of the newer animated DC films?
No, I haven't seen any. Like, I haven't kept current on any of that stuff. Basically, after Justice League ended, I checked out of that stuff completely.
Like, Batman ones are good.
But they are really good. But what I was getting at, the two Justice League ones, they're sort of doing an animated universe continuity for their direct-to-video movies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
They're not bad.
Yeah.
Batman's cool.
And the Batman ones are, yeah, they're mm-hmm. good.
Do you know if any of the people involved in those older series, like, have anything to do with that stuff anymore?
I doubt it.
Yeah, probably not. Like, I'm assuming those
it's
guys
definitely not the same
dealing.
Art style or the same
for sure.
Bruce Timm
yeah.
and whatever that
Paul
other
Paul Dini, yeah. I think, is the writer dude. And there are other people that were in there, like, stable of people for a really long time, but those are the two I remember. Yeah, I had forgotten, like, it was fun to go back and watch all that stuff again, but, I had forgotten that, like, that was my, like...
Oh, hold on, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
Did you watch Static Shock?
Yeah.
I watched it a little bit. Like, I don't have that stuff on DVD, although I'm sure it's out, but I watched it when it was on TV, like,
okay.
in, like, fits and starts. I thought it was cool when it was on.
Static Shock was okay.
Oh, yeah, he was.
I've never seen any of it.
It's about a guy who surfs on a sewer hole.
I know.
Like, the show was, yeah, right. like all the other shows, kind of, but it's so much of, like, you know, almost like catering to kids. Like, wow,
well, yeah,
it's a hero I know,
sure.
and I'm... freaking
yeah,
out
it was definitely
over.
Like skewed slightly younger than those
kids
other
WB
series.
Or,
yeah.
But I remember it being okay
yeah,
when I would catch episodes
yeah,
of it, just like while watching
yeah.
other stuff on Kids WB or whatever.
There's so many, like, I need to watch all of Batman Beyond, and that comes
it's,
so far ahead
I,
in line.
I enjoyed that.
Batman
a lot.
Beyond's okay, but it feels boring sometimes.
Yeah, I never
not
really
that much
liked
happens,
it.
But I still liked it.
I like relationship drama.
Because Batman is driven by his villains, and Batman Beyond didn't have good villains, so I'd be like.
I
mean,
there
like nothing
Matthews.
Quite stacks up to like the traditional
no,
suite
yeah,
of Batman villains.
There's no
like,
Joker.
Yeah,
even
for
though
what
there
they
is.
Like, they did okay.
That one movie had the Joker, and it was
that
awesome.
Movie was yeah, that was good. We watched that after watching Batman Beyond and before like Superman or Justice League.
The Joker in the second animated movie we were just talking about is
pretty awesome.
I'm trying to remember
the name of those
it.
Two movies.
Dark Knight Rises,
something like
what was
Dark
Knight Returns.
Yeah, that's.
Those are some quality
correct.
Movies.
Yeah, you should watch them.
Yeah,
watch them.
Plus, it's got
I'll try to check
RoboCop
out.
As the voice of Batman.
Nice. Yep. That's yep. pretty funny.
I can't remember who did the Joker.
It was good.
Not Mark Hamill.
No. Correct.
It was older.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, anyway, going back to that stuff, that was just, like, that was my real introduction to, like, superhero and comic book stuff, more so than Marvel at the time, because I never actually watched any of the old, like,
you
the old
X-Men,
X-Men shows or whatever.
Spider-Man or X-Men?
Spider-Man was
no,
garbage.
I didn't watch that stuff.
It was
all
Spider-Man.
Yeah,
like,
I loved
like,
it when I was a kid.
Yeah,
Spider-Man
I don't know why. I don't know
up.
If, like, I just, like,
was X-Men, really.
It passed me by an accident or whatever, but it wasn't the place, like, I'm pretty sure I got introduced to Batman by, like, Tiny Toon Adventures was on, and then Batman came on around the same time at one point
and
in history.
Like, okay, I'll watch this.
Yeah, and I was like, man,
well, I mean,
Batman's a badass.
I had known about all of those shows. Pretty, maybe not. I don't know if Superman was really ever on any of those time slots.
It
like
was
WB.
The same realm.
It kind of came out
but,
after Batman.
Yeah, because
yeah.
I would. I mean, I watched like Pokemon and as we were talking about earlier, some Yu-Gi-Oh back in the day.
Yeah,
Yu-Gi-Oh.
We'll get to
and,
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, we'll get there. And I remember seeing like I especially remember like seeing commercials and like. Like title cards and stuff for Batman Beyond, a little
okay.
bit of like the original Batman because it was kind of on in that era too, and Static Shock. It's just being on, like it's the channel specifically and around the same time slots as the other one. So
right.
Kind of, oh yeah, like I knew
after
that
the Animaniacs, show was... but before Earthworm Jim.
Yep.
Oh, Animaniacs is fun.
Pinky and the Brain.
Pinky and the Brain.
There was a time where I like one of the channels
Pinky
that
Elvira
we got.
And the Brain.
Oh god.
Freakazoid.
Yeah, shut up.
Yeah.
One of the channels we have had Animaniacs on like every morning. Like this was like maybe like a year ago.
Really?
And so I was watching it like. After, like, I would, like, work out in the morning, I would just, like, sit down and watch, like, that and Tiny Toons for a little bit.
I hear Animaniacs is pretty alright, but I haven't watched an episode since I was 10.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen one of those.
It's still pretty funny.
Like, so there's at least, for sure, if nothing else, I haven't watched, like, a full episode in, like, that long either, but, like, there are at least chunks of it, like, when they put it up on YouTube, and, like, that totally holds up.
Yeah.
That was a funny little thing that they did.
Some of it's pretty good. Like, all, like, the, like, pop culture references at the time are pretty solid.
The stuff you weren't getting when you were 12.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep. It's still fun. I feel like it holds up a little more than Tiny Toons. Tiny Toons was still good.
Tiny Toons was pretty bad. And like,
but
it was good when I was 7.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to go back to that.
Of all those things,
like,
that would be one of the ones I want to revisit the least.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Animaniacs was, like, it was still funny. I still thought it was funny.
I was really
real hard on Looney Tunes.
I was disappointed when I watched like an episode or two of Rugrats in the last couple years.
That's a boring show.
I have not watched that in years.
Like, once every few episodes, there's a really, really hilarious joke that you didn't get. But for the most part, it's just dry and terrible.
I was going to say,
which one are you thinking of?
Why are you making pancakes at 3 in the morning?
It was pudding, but yeah.
Because I've lost all control of my life.
I remember that. There you go. You found
saying it with no emotion at all, staring blankly. It's like, yeah, that was pretty good.
Oh, that's great.
That show was really weird.
It was.
It got kind of. I don't know if it's something I saw edited or not, but it was like. Whatever the grandpa's name was talking to Stu.
Yeah,
and
he's
like,
some stuff.
And he's like, and he was like, yeah, I was playing Russian roulette with my friends. Oh, isn't that nice? Do you even know what Russian roulette is?
Yeah, I think that was a real line.
It was.
Pretty good.
The adults.
You can't say that. You can't say that anymore because kids can actually just look things up.
The adults were really good characters. And sometimes just it got so weird that it was kind of like
what's going on here?
Just out there.
Mm-hmm. Still powerfully ugly though to this day.
That's probably
that is a really good way of phrasing it. Powerfully ugly.
Mm-hmm. Well, babies are ugly, so
that's basically true. All those like real monsters, like all the Klasky Kuspo.
Real monsters looked like ugly, intentionally ugly in almost a bad way compared to like Rugrats.
That was kind of the point. They were monsters.
I kind of liked the artistic direction of that show.
I just don't like things that don't make me want to like look at things.
I didn't watch a ton of it either.
Yeah.
Rocko's Modern Life.
The architecture never made sense to me in Rugrats.
I remember being like 8 years old and being like,
that building
that's not where that room should
that's
be.
That's not what a house looks like.
I live in one, and mine does not look like it.
That's how babies process the information. That's why it doesn't make sense. I'm just trying to cover for the writers here.
Mm-hmm.
Animators.
I mean, it goes both ways. But, yeah.
Yep. Old cartoons are cool. New cartoons are actually pretty cool, too.
Yeah,
that's the good thing. That's like nostalgia. Otherwise, there's awesome stuff coming out to the screen.
For as bad as the last few episodes of Korra have been, kind of overall, I would love to have more Korra.
Mm-hmm.
Just a new Avatar series.
Might not come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because like that is actually cool. Like I love that there's like stuff that's coming out that's either as good or better than like some of the cartoons that I remember loving as a kid.
Yeah,
like especially like when Adventure Time was earlier on. Like I haven't kept up on it, so I have no idea what the fuck's going on
it's
with that shit
now.
It's
still pretty good.
Same idea. But I mean,
It hasn't changed much.
That show is cool, and it's definitely a product of its age.
Yeah.
Like that couldn't have existed in that form. Like you know, when we were kids or whatever. Like the internet needed to happen before something that like that could emerge.
At some point, someone realized that you can treat children with intelligence,
and that's not like consistent. Like
there's
plenty of garbage out there too.
Yeah.
But
Johnny Test.
Teen Titans Go.
Never seen it.
It is trash.
I believe
you. One of the things that I really wanted to do after watching all that DC stuff was rewatch the original Teen Titans.
No,
I didn't really like
it. It's really bad.
I still liked it.
Well, you're a girl.
You can talk to Gabe about it because he really liked it too.
Yeah, that seems like a Gabe thing to love.
I think Dan did too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Josh,
are you going to graduate to the don't know what channel it does, but
the live action,
all the live action dramas that have going.
I don't think so. I watch
a little bit of Flash. Flash is pretty good.
Flash is really bad in a lot of ways.
Yeah, but I watch a lot of Supernatural. Okay. So
like I watch,
you see,
Into all, there are no DC characters that are safe from
having an Adam show or something.
Yeah.
They're doing a live action Teen Titans
Supergirl
show.
Supergirl, I think.
A Supergirl's one. Like, they're going ham on them.
Because I never dedicated myself to this in any way. Like, I didn't even watch episodes in order. But I randomly, out of sequence, watched, like, 3 or 4 episodes of Smallville. Mm-hmm. And that was enough to put me off of, like, live action DC shit forever.
I watched one
episode,
and I completely agree. I watched, like, the Dark Side episode or something.
I wanted to kill myself.
A lot of the current direction makes no sense, because if you took like current run Batgirl and just turned it into a TV show, it would be good, like really legitimately good, and it would be popular. But Small World did so well, and like Supernatural and shit like that, so it just has to be in that style.
Like every episode of Flash and Arrow is designed almost exactly like an episode of Supernatural. It's really amazing. It's just character shows up, they go over some personal drama stuff that they're going to have be like overarching for that episode. Mm-hmm. It might or might not be tied into whatever the conflict is for the episode. Conflict either resolves or goes away for now. Then they have a 2-minute recap at the end of every episode to either like resolve or put off the emotional trauma they're putting off, or whatever joking thing they want to do to so they all pat each other's backs and be like, let's go have a cocoa.
That goes back to every episode of Smallville.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, then there you go.
I have a brief anecdote about the popularity of Smallville.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right. I think most people have heard this before, or at this table, but there was a woman at work who saw me, and for viewers or listeners who don't know, I'm completely bald, and she looked at me and she was like, "You look just like Lex Luthor from Smallville."
All right.
And I was like, "You mean like the comic book character?" And she just stared blankly. From Smallville. Like,
that's awesome.
No.
That's amazing. Do you think, and I don't remember if I actually ever saw an episode of this show, but do you think Smallville is better or worse than Lois and Clark?
I never saw Lois and Clark. I've seen
at least one episode of Lois and Clark, but I remember nothing about it.
Yeah.
It was a little before
it's got that early 90s thing.
Our
going
time
for
watching
it,
like primetime television. Yeah,
that show survived for a long time, but relatively
pretty,
popular,
pretty
too.
Popular.
I couldn't believe that Smallville was on for like 10 seasons or something. It was a ludicrous number of episodes. Mm-hmm. When I like looked it up on IMDb. I can't believe that was on for that long.
Went.
They are baby seasons.
Nothing was accomplished in any of them.
I think by the end, he really just is Superman.
Yeah.
They stopped with the whole crap.
It's a mess.
It took a long time, though.
Well, yeah.
For the longest time, I had no idea Smallville had anything to do with Superman.
That's really funny.
That is really funny.
But I also didn't watch any of it.
Okay.
Yeah. I just knew it was around.
If you didn't know anything about Superman and you never watched an episode of Smallville, then
I live in a house full of girls.
Wow.
So you should watch Smallville.
Yeah. Right. I was too busy watching and playing Pokemon, so I skipped that train. I don't think any of us ever really watched Smallville, actually.
One Tree Hill.
My sisters are getting into that now.
Late to the party.
Yeah,
we just
watched some Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, so that was going to be my fault for that kind of show.
Boy Meets World.
I watched that show. That's part of the reason why I liked Batman Beyond, because Eric Matthews is Batman in that one.
Well.
It was funny. I just thought it was hysterical.
I kind of someday want to watch a single episode of Girl Meets World just to
it's
see
not good.
Why they've done this.
It's not good. I looked that up online,
and apparently Mr. Feeny is in one or more of those episodes, so they like exhumed him for wherever he was resting.
70 by now.
That poor man, just let him sleep.
I think we've only just randomly caught it on TV.
Matthews.
I don't even remember why, but I've only seen like the same 3 episodes, and it's been on for a while. Anytime I catch it, it's on any of those episodes, so I automatically don't want to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good.
More interesting thing about that for me is like I want to get into the headspace of the actors on there. I would assume that they're both like slightly relieved for some financial security, and then like partially suicidal. Like, this is my career. Back to this again, huh?
Because the only, aside from, you say Mr. Feeney's in there, I had no idea, but the only ones I've ever seen,
according to, like, Wikipedia,
is,
so the show is
Ben
based
Savage,
on
Savage, that's his name, right?
Sure.
I think so.
Well, yes.
Corey.
Mm-hmm. Corey
and then Topanga.
It's their kids,
yes,
right?
Yes, they're
the
only ones I have seen at all from the old show.
Okay.
It's all, because he's like a teacher now or something, and it's all about his daughter and their class, and they're just all stupid-ass generic.
Sure, that's fine. Children. This is even more information than I
need. Yeah. I never liked it in the first place, so.
I did watch it, like, when we were kids.
Yeah,
like,
it was mainly just because we watched it when we were kids.
Well, that's why it got made.
I didn't. Well, yeah.
Yeah. And I
this
mean,
is the time of nostalgia.
Yeah. I have probably watched all of it in its entirety.
I mean, somebody must have done, like, I wouldn't be that person, but I'm sure somebody in the wardroom somewhere did the math. Like, this many people who have kids now will expose them to it because they saw this other thing.
Right,
like,
yeah.
I think that show was okay for just being a fucking sitcom, but it's not a thing that I would revisit.
Like,
or, like, hey, my kids need to check
now.
This out.
It's, like, everywhere. I know, like, MTV2 plays it a lot, and then ABC Family.
Oh, you know all about MTV2.
Sure.
Say, was your Lorraine, was your sister, was Carol excited that Jimmy Fallon did that Saved by the Bell reunion thing?
I remember reading about
that. I heard about it.
Your sister Carolyn, who is 17, going on 18, she's a senior in high school right now.
Right.
She loves Saved by the Bell.
That's real. I know. It makes no sense.
Is it on a channel somewhere?
Really lying
well,
about her
she's
age.
Seen it in like reruns somewhere, but it makes zero sense. Nope. Like, still,
I bring like, you back to MTV.
Full House, America's Funniest Home Videos.
That's where it is.
My stepsister really likes. I want to say like I Love Lucy or some like ancient TV show that I don't understand.
That even makes more sense.
And that
to
makes
me,
a
though.
Lot
yeah,
more sense.
Yeah,
it does.
I think I've seen every episode of Mr. Ed because my dad got really obsessed with it and watched it all day every day.
My dad has been watching a lot of Adam West Batman.
Well, that owns.
I know it's. Oh my gosh, I can't even sometimes.
I have a.
I just like shake my head because it's just so obnoxious. And
it's so stupid. Like I can
it's
only
wonderful.
Take it for so long.
It's weird to
like,
think that was the public image of Batman before the first Tim Burton movie.
Before Grit happened.
Yeah, right before the 90s happened. Everything got extreme.
God, I love the extreme
Rocket
90s.
Penguins.
Yep.
God, yeah, that might have been peak extreme right there.
Oh god.
Yeah. Can we just go back to the 90s?
Kyle, you mentioned Earthworm Jim earlier, and that's like the 90s for me. That was the I never got into those games or like the show or whatever because I could like smell the poochiness on it even as a child. I was like, this is trying to be so cool and awesome.
Groovy.
You launch a cow. Why wouldn't you play this game?
Yeah, I don't know. There's
it was the
about,
internet pre-internet.
There was something about Earthworm Jim that rubbed me the wrong way.
It was
way
a meme game.
It still kind of weirds me out.
I didn't hate the first couple of games, but
the most exposure I've had to those games is through Awesome Games Done Quick and Summer Games Done Quick. Yeah. They always speed run it, and I've seen it in that.
Earthworm Jim 64 is maybe one of the worst games I've ever played.
I could believe that.
It was right in that 64 era of, well, we're just going to collect 100 of everything, and there's 5 different things. Mm-hmm. There's like a hub world, and you go into it.
Donkey Kong 64.
Awesome.
Donkey Kong 64, my lord.
Collect 5 Kill times. Me. Collect everything 5 times the game.
You are not wrong.
I am not wrong. It's true.
But that game had Lanky Kong.
I did like Lanky Kong.
Donkey Kong.
It had the DK rap.
It did.
Just like a balloon.
Oh, God.
My cousins and I played too much of that game, but it was fun.
Now, I only play as Tiny, and you only play as Donkey Kong.
Man, the multiplayer was pretty horrendous. Like,
That was during the time where every game had to have multiplayer,
and
like 4-player multiplayer.
Justify it.
Right.
We just, like, mess. We didn't even kill each other. We would just, like, mess around and just, like, find all the dumb secret areas inside of it. Like, one or two of the maps had them.
That game might be why I'm a broken person.
Sorry.
Obsessive compulsive about things.
Mm. This is so bad,
I
but
I have to collect them all. Maybe I think that game actually legitimately did taint my like view of rare games.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Since,
you're not alone. I think that whole genre of games
nosedived
right after Donkey Kong.
It made me like Banjo-Kazooie less.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
After playing that game, I was like
much better than Donkey Kong 64.
I mean, I'm not going to
no
dispute that.
Yeah, no one's going to argue
right.
that point.
That's when the formula died.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Like somehow Donkey Kong 64 like peeled too many layers back.
Too many
you could just
like a banana.
See what it was.
Join me and Bob over in our fun corner.
He can't be stopped.
I like Spyro the Dragon.
The power's in him now.
The game was an artistic metaphor.
Spyro's pretty good.
It's fun. I
like, as far as mechanically sound, you know, everything worked like, the way it should, you know.
It was interesting.
It's a game I avoided until, like, late into the PSX's life, and I just randomly, like, downloaded and burned the game. And it was really...
It's just good. Fundamentally sound. I mean, you
I
can't say that
like,
about a lot of games in
the era. I played
2 or 3
years ago for the first time.
Really?
Because, well, we didn't have a PlayStation
I've never played one.
Growing
yeah,
up at all. We got one, like, 2008 from one of my sister's ex-boyfriends because he got a PlayStation 3. And but it was like, we went, because it was at Gameplay before, that literally just fell off the map.
Mm-hmm.
I got a copy for, like, $10
I think
in, like, amazing shape in the case, and I played that, and it was a lot of fun.
I think the reason why it worked for me is because I had a little brother who was, like, 7 or 8, like, you know, at the time it came out, so it was that perfect wheelhouse where he got in, and, you know, naturally I scooped it up.
I actually don't know much about Spyro games. Describe it in 20 words or less.
It's like an isometric platformer. You run around and like you attack by breathing fire on stuff. You collect things, but it's not too obnoxious.
Yeah.
And you have power-ups, but they're not like power-ups that you
I said
keep.
20 words.
Shut up.
We got a pretty good picture, pretty briefly.
Yeah.
I like
close
it.
Enough.
The however, it exponentially gets worse and worse as you go down like the line. Like the first game is just good and solid all around. The second game has stupid extra animal characters they put in. It's kind of annoying, and the missions are kind of, then it goes into a bunch of missions and shit. Still
that's,
not that
that's
bad
a sequel for you.
But then the third one takes that next part. Everything about that was worse, and then just made it was like shit. And then
the only Spyro games I have played are the first one, and then one of the GameCube ones.
Those are different.
I know they're different, but because I also got the GameCube one at Gameplay after I had played the first one.
Did you enjoy your loading times?
Yes.
The major platforming series that I've never played ever is Crash Bandicoot.
I've never played it.
I played all like the first original three. They're okay. They're strong, but they're hallway.
Things,
they're hallway
yeah.
games for the most part.
Yeah, I doubt they hold up well at all. But I played like
I can play them, but I mean like, that's because I have like the nostalgia. Mm-hmm.
I played Crash and Crash 2 and the third one.
That seems like a franchise that's due for a comeback.
I really
I
like.
I think the book is closed on Crash Bandicoot.
Pretty 90s.
Crash Bandicoot went kind of backwards to what I said about Spyro, though, where I felt as it added more, it got more playable and more fun, because the first game's like really bare, and then the second game's really good, and then like the secrets and stuff in those games, because they're like straightforward things, you find like a goofy random thing that works for you.
Yeah, I think if he wasn't going to be, like, if they weren't going to, like, go sign the deals to make him available in that PlayStation All-Stars game, like, no one wants to,
right,
no one's
exactly.
going to step up and bring that character
exactly.
back.
Probably for the best that he didn't end up in that
well,
game.
Well, because Naughty Dog doesn't
know
it
wouldn't have helped him.
They gave him, Naughty Dog sold him
THQ?
To somebody else.
Yeah, I thought it was
which now belongs to whoever bought it at auction
Spyro
or something.
Spyro was sold to Universal.
Around 100 bucks.
No, exactly. Insomniac. I don't know.
All the change
no, they
in my,
sold the
yeah, but it's not the same. It wasn't. Naughty Dog did not own Spyro.
No, I was saying like,
oh,
it's the
okay.
same type of thing. Like they both jump ship, and then that's how the Jack and Ratchet and Clank games came to be at the, about the same time, the same way.
I played the first
that does
Ratchet
sort of
and Clank,
the
and
same
it was okay.
Yeah.
Ratchet and Clank is good.
I've only played the first one.
The first two or three, same thing. Little brother gets all the games, just kind of rises up and just kind of hop over and just top on the
I'll play that when you're done.
Exactly, and it was those are all good games. The Jack games, I hear great things about. I've never played them. This
I've
is,
never played
never
them.
Happened.
I know they're very similar, like, to, like, kind of that, like, collectathon-y, platform-y kind of age, but they're a little deeper from what I think.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'd rather just go on a level and fuck around if I'm playing a platformer than have to, you know...
Yeah.
Play Assassin's Creed.
Mm-hmm. I love falling on guys from behind, like, over and over again, like, I'm the knight!
Those Arkham games are fun, okay?
I played the second one. It was okay.
I liked the first one a lot. I haven't tried the second one.
That's fine. Here, it's just as good or better than the first one.
They're actually pretty different.
Don't play the third one.
Yeah, I've never heard a good thing about the third one.
The third one was Origins.
Asylum is the first one. Asylum City, Origins,
and what this new one? Arkham Knight.
Arkham Knight is the one that's not out yet.
Yeah.
Because they got to follow the Assassin's Creed like motto and just keep pumping games out.
Yep. That's how money's made.
That is how money is made.
Indeed. Oh, man.
Call of Duty.
Codblops.
Yeah, on top of that game being fun, like, the nostalgia of, like, all the cartoon voices were in it
was enough for me to be interested
in that game before it came out. And then I got it, and I was like, oh, this is also pretty fun.
Arkham Asylum. There we go. Found it.
I don't know why everyone can get it wrong.
Because I started it and I'm bad.
Because there's like four different names for that game now.
Yay. mean, they all start the same.
They all have Arkham, the show.
Movie, the game.
Has anybody seen that horrible Batman show on Fox?
That's what I was just talking about.
No, my lord.
Is it bad?
The acting is supremely bad. The story is supremely boring.
Batman, right?
No, it's hardly about that. It's just, but young Batman is in it. Oh. And he has all sorts of little getting over my parents' death crap. Oh, good. And they add like...
How much into grunge is he?
He's like seven, so it's kind of hard. It's like,
man, that would be the coolest if somehow they tied like 90s shit, like they just placed it in that era for whatever, like
Keith Cobain's
exactly. Kurt Cobain killed himself and that made Batman even more depressed.
The DC
that's what they would do, like when cities like Gotham and Metropolis.
Yeah, right.
Keith Cobain was the grunge icon. Keith Cobain was the grunge icon of Central City in the DC.
Coast City, thank you.
That show's supposed to be set in current era, right?
Maybe. No,
who fucking cares?
The writer said that the Joker will be in it by the end of the first season.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll suck too.
Probably.
Now they're in high school together?
That would be a total thing that show would do based on like the way it's gone so far.
Yeah, doesn't it have a child penguin in it too?
It's like a young 20s penguin, and he's like in the mob and stuff, and trying to like earn his way up or something. It just seems like the guy has nothing going for him at all, but he's just like, I'm going to be everybody's whipping boy, and then all of a sudden I'm going to be a thing. Excuse me.
Someday I'm going to be Danny DeVito.
I want Danny DeVito to play as Wario in a movie now. For sure. Goodbye, Fro.
Forever, he's gone. Forever, maybe.
See you never. All right,
see you never.
See you next time.
Smell you later.
See you for NCAA DBC tournament.
So yesterday I was over with some other, like, hanging out with other friends, and we're watching the new episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
Where Danny DeVito is, like, shirtless and shoeless and, like, painting himself with a paint roller. And I was like, what if you went back in time and showed him this 20 years ago? But, I mean, his role of Batman's not that
different. He's a gross, horrible monster in that movie.
In almost every movie that he's been in.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Typecast.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I don't think... He would have seen that and been like, I can see what that other movie
where he gave birth or whatever.
No. You're thinking of... That was an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. But he was in Twins with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay. Junior, I think, is the movie you're thinking of. Or Arnold Schwarzenegger is pregnant.
God.
I thought it was Danny DeVito.
The 90s were good, guys. I would know. That would be the era I would show that footage to Danny DeVito in, like circa Twins, and just like. So, do you think this is like up or down for your career? Yeah. I want to know what his impression of it.
One of the 10th season of a popular TV show.
Yeah. I just want him to see the footage. I don't want him to know the context for it. Like, you've done this in 2015.
Would you bring an iPad back with you?
Yep.
Giving
Danny DeVito future technology.
Here's an iPad. Put him on a Betamax.
They had VHS by then.
Now you're just talking about that one Justice League episode where they go back in time to World War II when the Nazis have giant future roller tanks.
Yeah.
Because whatever his something Savage.
Vandal Savage. That's the best name for a terrible villain ever.
I hate that guy.
It's really
Vandal Savage.
I like him.
Yep.
Every World War II movie has to have future technology and aliens.
If there's anything like real cool about the DC universe, it feels achievable. I could write a villain and name him Vandal Savage.
Makes me feel like a better writer.
Mr. Freeze.
I felt so sad for him. In that animated series, it was sad.
Because they added a character to what was not a character.
I know.
That's right. He went all one-dimensional crazy evil after too long.
Yeah, I believe you're right.
Something. He went full circle.
No, I think that was in Beyond.
Two good episodes or three good episodes.
Because he was like, he's still alive in Batman Beyond, which is like 40 years in the future.
Right. And
then it was just kind of like...
A clone of him was wreaking havoc.
I'm going to freeze you.
My son stole the Mr. Freeze serum from my tombstone.
Sure. Mr. Freeze Jr.
Junior Freeze.
My son, the mask. dozens of ancient air conditioners and not have to be on until he gained freeze power.
Hired.
So
I got this. Bring me on, DC Comics. I can
write
worse origin stories. I can write new 52 stories. I can make up new origins for all your dummy heroes. I don't even know if they're doing that anymore. They're like weird reboot settled. Thing where they tried to pretend there's one universe.
It's close to being over as an event, but I don't know. I don't think they're like changing everything back. I think this is
a continuum now.
Yeah.
It's way better than Marvel's attempt to half-ass a reboot.
Like what?
Well, the thing that's coming up with Secret Wars, I think it is.
Oh yeah.
They're having
Battle Worlds.
Yeah, they're having the Ultimate Universe.
Okay.
Merge with the normal universe.
They're
and
having a bunch of random shit.
And they're just putting it all together in a mixing pot and just everything's
gonna shit out one version. Have you fucking seen the map of the world?
No, I haven't. I haven't done one thing other than read the article.
Okay. So they released a map of Battle World, which will be the setting for the Secret Wars, and it's like...
That was a place in Superman.
Of course it was.
I'm sure.
Of course it was.
It's overlaid, and like each country... is like a setting, a random setting from somewhere in the Marvel continuity.
Okay.
Good.
And there's some really ridiculous names, but it's been like a month since I've seen it.
So. Mm-hmm.
The point is, they're just finally eliminating all these parallel universes.
Make them one. Because
Ultimate's been floundering for a long time, and
nobody
the
likes
rest
it.
Don't matter.
I say, is this their way just to like cancel unpopular books without just saying we're done?
Yes, it is.
The only Ultimate title that's doing well right now is Spider-Man.
Mm.
And they've been like sneaking him into the 616 universe and like weird ways.
I'm not sure about this, but wasn't there some thing that happened that the original series, the original timeline Galactus ended up in the Ultimate Universe?
Not that I don't know.
Right.
Who can say?
Cool.
Alright, that seems pretty outlandish, even by comic book standards.
Google it?
No.
Of all characters, Galactus should be able to do that.
I don't know. As the one person here, I think, who actively reads comics, I don't read any of the major superhero lines. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why do we keep you around as our anime and comic book correspondent?
I'm not watching any anime right now.
Good for you.
Letting us down on two fronts.
Come on, Doug.
And I don't think I watched any... No, I maybe watched one in the summer.
I watched Knights of Cydonia. I can pick up here.
Mm-hmm.
It was alright. The animation was kind of ugly, but there were spaceships.
I
like spaceships and lasers.
And conspiracies.
Oh, good.
And one of those plots where you learn more about it as it goes on, and then it ends, and you're disappointed because it's over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, to try to put a cap on like our DC talk, that was honestly why we watched Watchmen. Is there a couple like good episodes of the Justice League that have the question in them, who was the original basis for Rorschach and Watchmen and all that?
Well, they look the same. They took both of their masks off, and they look the same.
The thing about Alan Moore is all of his stuff is just blatantly ripped off of
the
other series.
No, it's not. Because he was originally going to use these characters when DC acquired them.
Right.
And
I shouldn't have said ripoffs. I was taking established characters and putting them all together.
But they were from like some like smaller company.
All of them were from a continuity that was acquired by DC, and he wanted to write a story about those characters, but they wouldn't let him.
Because he was going to kill them off, and they're like, wait, we want to use these guys.
Yeah.
So he made
the original Blue Beetle.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't remember.
Funny that they... It's still weird that, it's still weird that they pressed that point, that like, but you can't kill them off, as if, like, you couldn't just undo it, like, two issues from then anyway.
Unless they just didn't care enough.
Watchmen non-canon.
Right,
what if?
There are dozens of reasons why you can undo things in comics.
I don't think that would have held up if it were established superheroes in that movie.
No, probably not. Yeah, it's way better that it was its own thing.
Well, it would basically be League of Extraordinary
Gentlemen. Just from a content absorption, like, just the fact that it's a single book, like, now, that, like, it's, like,
there is no backstory,
a handful of issues that have been consolidated
into
one volume. You can read front to back, and you get a story that begins, has, like, a middle and an end. Like, that lets
some hack in the last few years, some marketing hack convinced someone to write Watchmen prequel comics.
Yeah.
Which is, like, one of the worst things I've ever heard of.
That's
Alan Moore barfed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, because if there's, like, That's a thing that, like, I don't think I'll ever get into superhero comics. It's not because I don't find superheroes interesting, because I watch all this other dumb shit that they're in. There's nowhere to begin. There's no entry point.
I agree. That's why the cinematic universe, I think, is such a good thing.
Exactly.
It is completely...
I've got 2 to 2.5 hours for you to tell me a story that ties into, like, the stories I've seen before.
And it's also why they have reboot after
reboot.
Get
for me.
Miss Marvel.
What's that issue?
I have the first issue, which I can lend out, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they also dated, like, the Justice League series is dated because Captain Marvel, Shazam, is in there, but they call it Captain Marvel.
Which seems like that's something annoying. They should have solved a long time ago, really.
Right, you would have thought that would have been resolved more than, like, in the last couple years when they finally stopped using that name.
Well, it's funny because there was the Marvel equivalent, and they had to call him Captain Mar-Vell.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Got that over Power Card.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, I would like to check out more, like, weird indie comic stuff, though. Like, condensed stories that just happen to be graphic novels. Mm-hmm. So, Doug, if you've got recommendations for stuff like that...
I have stuff I can lend you.
Yeah, I would definitely read that stuff. Yeah. I might check this out. You never know.
Yeah,
we were talking about it earlier, the Batman animated movie, Dark Knight Returns. Mm-hmm. Really good, just as a standalone story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We lend it to you.
Well, not the comic book.
But the movie versions.
Yeah.
I have some of the first volume of the new Hawkeye comic, and it is incredible.
I've only heard good things about the new Hawkeye.
And I have the, like, trade paperback of, like, 13 through 18, which is all about Kate Bishop, his, like... replacement sidekick, who's like an
speedy
18 or 19 year old, like, rich girl that blah blah blah. I don't know, and she's like a really interesting character, and her story works really, really well.
It's cool,
and that's great. Ms. Marvel's great.
All right. Yeah, like, we'll try this as an ongoing experiment. Like, next time we meet up, just bring me one book, and I'll start with that, and then, like, hopefully I'll finish it.
Do you want, like, superhero-y fighty stuff, or, like, random indie, like, girl coming of age?
Either or. Probably both eventually, but one at a time. So just pick something off the shelf and give it to me, and then when I finish that, give me something different.
I gotcha.
I know I've talked about this already on here, but the Buffy comics are good.
Wasn't that an actual continuation of the story?
Yes, I read the 8th season, which I got for Christmas in giant hardcover book form from Dustin.
Aww.
And the 9th season is coming out over the course of this year in hardcover. Like, they're on
collected,
like,
volumes, not like a bunch of...
Because there's maybe 20 of these, like, small, like, graphic novel versions of these things. But these are, like, giant ass, like, at least a foot tall or maybe-ish, like... thick, like, they're called library editions.
Was this written by a fan?
No, this is still Joss Whedon.
Yeah, there's involvement, at least, in the earlier ones.
There are, like,
from
names
the original,
on the
like, creative types. I don't know.
It feels like the show when I was reading it, which was nice. It was fun.
In a comics-related tangent, I'm still angry that Joss Whedon ruined Runaways.
That's funny. I knew I had read that he wrote on that series in, like, Astonishing X-Men, was it, early on? Or,
I think so,
he started, the first time he wrote stuff for comic books.
Well, yeah, Runaways was a lot later.
Okay.
That was when it was after Buffy, after Firefly, after all that.
Okay.
So,
probably, like, even movie era, like, Serenity was coming out or something like that.
Yeah, about the same time.
Okay.
Supplemental reading. For Dustin.
I think that's a comic book from a box of cereal.
That's what
awesome. I have a mint in sleeve, Justice League to Catch a Thief comic here to go with my Miss Marvel volume.
Terrible.
Yeah,
both ends of the spectrum here.
Good. I'm excited.
Equal time. That's right. Fair and balanced.
That's
right.
Not what I got up to
DC.
Find, but
what it, were you it, looking for?
I don't really know. I also found a Pokemon Blue.
All right.
That's all.
That's it. That's the time. Pokemon Blue is never old. Oh, speaking of Pokemon, why not?
Yeah.
Let's segue right into news. Let's do it. It wasn't at the top of this list, but I'm putting it there now.
You segued so well, you can't blow that now.
Yeah. There is $2 million in total prizes up for grabs in the Pokemon 2015 World Championship Series.
Wow.
That's my Pokemon chunk.
What the hell?
Yeah, exactly. I haven't read how the breakdown is. Like, that's a combination of cash and scholarships, like they kind of always done.
Yeah. This is video game, I'm guessing, not card game.
I think both.
It's both. It's okay. Like the collective Pokemon competitive universe.
Okay. The same company does both their tournaments.
Yeah.
Yep.
I might have to play Pokemon cards again.
I've got details here.
No,
if you want.
I want
don't
details.
Play Pokemon cards again.
I might
play the video game.
If you want to know where regionals are,
not near here.
Yeah, basically
St. Louis.
St. Louis, February. Yeah. That's the same weekend we'll be gone, 14th and 15th. Yeah. If you want to play Pokemon,
that's like next week.
Yeah, if you want to play Pokemon in St. Louis on Valentine's Day,
right, I was going to say that is off the table. Wow. I cannot do that.
Mary, do you want to go to St. Louis for a romantic getaway?
And watch me play a trading card game.
Right. I got this other thing. It won't take that long.
Right. It's just a 10-hour Pokemon tournament.
This is their rolling dice.
Yes.
Oh man.
Now I know what I'm doing next week.
Yep.
They really know their target market.
Valentine's
Day
secure.
I can give you directions to a really good game store called the Wizard's Wagon.
Wizards don't need wagons.
Or
God
do
damn
they?
It.
Magic All right, wagon.
Tell me more
Magic
about
wagon.
This. The
okay, so there's an event there. There's one in Portland, Doswell, VA,
Virginia.
Is that Virginia?
Yeah.
There aren't any other.
Technically.
Lancaster, California, and then Kissimmee, Florida is a couple weeks later on the 28th, like 28th through March 1st.
Oh, so all these other ones are on the same day?
Yes.
Yeah, all the other ones are on the
Nintendo
same day.
Nintendo always does that.
I don't know why the Florida one is a few weeks later. Like,
right. A little slow in Florida.
Yep.
I know.
Pokemon St. Louis Winter Regionals will be streamed live on Twitch. You could be on the internet
That's
if
cool.
you want St. Louis to play Pokemon.
Cool.
Kevin will be there.
I don't doubt it. Now you've talked me out of playing.
Unsold.
Yeah.
Return to
I think this is unrelated to those, like, directly to those events, but I guess it's in conjunction with their competitive stuff. I think Lorraine told me this. If you have a subscription to Pokemon Bank between February 27th and November 30th, you will receive special versions of the following Pokemon: Meganium, Typhlosion, and Feraligatr.
Hidden abilities.
So they
what
have other
are
new,
there? Hidden yeah, abilities?
What
they're, Feraligatr is a sheer force, I believe.
That's cool.
Whoa.
It's like Flash Fire or something for Typhlosion.
Oh boy.
It's, and I can't remember Meganium.
It probably doesn't really
matter.
But I'm going to be getting them because I still have my bank subscription. And it's kind of.
I might start a subscription.
It's kind
I
of.
I think I still have one.
Because I got one around in the summer last year because that's how I completed my national test.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like I was telling that's Dustin, it's like the Amiibo too, stuff. It's it's kind of
my,
they're kind of convincing
suit.
Me
yeah,
to continue to re-up my subscription because
sure. that was a smart little marketing move
yeah.
there.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
that's
right about a
exactly.
year.
They'll
after
do
the
that
last
like
time.
About every year. Like, oh, here's some other stuff. And
$5.
It's like a perfectly priced, like,
it's
a perfectly
$5.
Priced thing for them to make, like, a bunch of money if a bunch of people do it. And, like you said, yeah, it's like $4 or $5.
Not gonna
it's
like a throwaway
so
for a year.
Convenient.
It's like a throwaway yeah. amount of money. Just like, yeah, I won't even cancel this because it's too much
I
work.
I transferred 600 Pokemon from
wow.
one game to the other.
See,
bank.
I would never do that.
No, because I was hatching them in Y.
Okay.
The Tyrants.
Yeah.
Putting them in bank because I was running out of room in my boxes.
Okay.
Putting them into Ruby version, which is where I traded them from. And I didn't
might,
trade with myself. I just, like, dumped them all in there, like a box at a time. It was helpful.
$4 spent.
You sold me
Plus, I want that sheer force for Alligator. Bring him back up to UU.
Rise in the tier ranks.
That's right.
That's kind of silly, isn't it? Oh, wait, they didn't get Megas?
Nope.
So Gen 3's got Megas?
Right, yeah.
You just watch.
So, I mean, that's just
when
like
they remake Diamond and Pearl. All those guys are gonna get Mega.
That's interesting, but it's cool that they're taking
then
that
I'll
stuff
die.
Seriously.
Yeah,
like the Pokemon
yeah.
company or whatever is like
I never
really going
they'd
all
do
out.
That. Do they
yeah.
have a price breakdown for regionals? I'm kind of curious.
I could try to find one. Let me see. Talk amongst yourselves while I look through this freaking website.
Pokemon.
What's up, Doug? Okay, I have a weird story.
Good.
Here we go. I need.
I
this.
Like it.
So I have. For at least like 20 years, suffered from sleep paralysis very rarely.
Me too, actually. Go on.
And I haven't, like, I don't remember having any experience with it in the last like 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was in Virginia this past weekend, every night in the hotel, I would wake up at 3:30 exactly and then like roll over and go back to sleep. For no reason that I could discern.
Uh-huh.
And then the last night, I woke up at 3:30, heard, like, very fast footsteps, like, in my room, but I couldn't move, and then felt like I was being crushed.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's fun. Wow.
I'm scared to go to sleep now.
If you've never had sleep paralysis, you probably never will at this point. For people who don't know, sleep paralysis is basically you're dreaming. Your body releases some kind of chemical to keep you from moving a lot and waking up while you're asleep. And you're in like a you sort of in a half awake, half asleep, weird semi-conscious state, and you can't
move. And you're kind of like dreaming while you're awake.
Right. And usually your body, because it can't move, starts to freak out and your dream becomes a nightmare.
I honestly think I've had that.
I get it about
once
a year.
Yeah.
At some point.
It's probably the worst actual experience I've ever had, just about every time.
This was probably the only time where I fell asleep, like, immediately after. Because it usually happens, like, when I'm waking up or when I'm going to sleep.
Right. Mm.
But I, like, woke up immediately before I experienced it and then, like, immediately fell asleep again.
Huh.
So I have disappointing news about the actual breakdown of prizes for regional specifically.
Okay.
So, like, on the front of the website, it lists, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars prizes for, like, the total, like, circuit or whatever.
Yeah.
And the individual breakdowns for both the video game and the card game regional pages, it lists a bunch of, like, products. Like, you win the video game, you get a 3DS XL system and some booster packs and a bunch of championship points. The Golden Guard's getting you to the finals.
Right.
And the bottom says,
each of these tournaments has three tiers to it.
What about travels, awards, and stipends? For information on travel, awards, and stipends, will be released at a later date.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, $2 million in total isn't that impressive when you consider that each of these tournaments has six tournaments.
Sure.
Right, yeah.
Meganium is Leaf Guard.
That is like the most Meganium thing I could have ever predicted.
And Typhlosion is Flashfire.
Leaf Guard is you immune to status if it's sunny.
Yeah.
Garbage. Cannot become status if it's sunny. But unlike hydration, it doesn't heal you either.
No. Yeah, it's just statuses.
Yeah.
No.
So, for Alligator wins again!
Yay! It's still really interesting.
Cause like for watching like little chunks of their coverage from like the Worlds last year or whatever, like they're kind of going all out with like production values and like making the shit happen. Like, I don't know. I just think it's cool that something Nintendo related is being that, like,
but it's not even really Nintendo related. It's Pokemon Company.
They're related to it.
Yeah, you're
they still do enough of their own thing.
You're probably right that they should be, like, either dividing those people's time more or, like, scalping some of them to be involved in, like, other large Nintendo initiatives.
Right.
But
yeah, the Pokemon Company is a little more on top of things than Nintendo, just generally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that all started, like, about 5 years ago, and they sort of got their crap together, and they merged their video game and their card game tournaments into one thing.
Yeah, we were at that first one. The very first Pokemon Worlds thing in New Jersey or whatever.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. I'm pretty sure we did badly. We didn't make top cut or anything, that's for sure.
Right.
And we played in a couple. We played in Indiana
played
and Ohio States.
And then me and Doug played in Michigan States.
Did you?
Last year.
You
I went undefeated.
Oh,
and didn't make cut.
I remember that.
How did that even happen?
Some idiot decided they
tied
best
times
two of three
because
in
of that.
40-minute matches.
Yep.
I went 4-0-3 and missed cut. Because every time someone thinks they're losing, they slow down a lot.
Yep, and that's...
Do they still do that?
I don't know. That was early on.
That was their first try.
And they said, we might not do this for very long. We're going to take people's
How did you place in that one?
I came in like 10th.
Yeah, I think I got like 17th, 13th, like that.
How many people was it?
Like 130. Yeah, something like
that. That's kind of dumb that not cut at the higher than 8.
That was another change from when we played. They cut to like 16 or 32 or whatever.
It wasn't 32.
Okay, it was at least 16. Because I won a match and I finished in top 8.
But I'm sure they had to reduce the cut to add the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Longer rounds. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yep, it was awful.
Yeah, that's why I quit Pokemon. Literally, because of that tournament.
Yeah, I would have at least gone to...
Because the game was kind of fun.
Regionals or whatever.
Yeah, me too.
That new set's coming out soon. Primal something.
I've missed so
many
sets
now. I'm totally out of the loop.
Most of my deck
I
don't think is legal anymore.
I think I might have seen it at Eternal,
anymore.
Actually.
Yeah, maybe.
Had the starter deck.
You take a few months out, forget it, you're done.
Yeah,
might as well start over.
Yep. I might start playing online again instead.
Yeah, exactly.
You do have a nice online game program.
Yeah.
It could still be a little more.
I have a good collection in that program.
I've got some stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, I've got some decent stuff.
Speaking of Pokemon and Nintendo stuff,
Wow, it just keeps going.
I know. This is not, the train keeps on rolling.
Not that great.
Pokemon Z.
Nintendo has changed its YouTube ad revenue policy. So this, I don't know, this stuff is all kind of a bummer to me, but it's like, this part of it specifically kind of isn't that much news. It was a way bigger deal. I feel like it was almost a year ago. Maybe it was a little longer or a little sooner than that, but at some point, Nintendo had put their foot down in the past and said, listen, if you're putting up like ad-driven content on YouTube that it's based on our, like, if it features our games, we're taking that money. Right. That money is ours.
Mm-hmm.
So ever since they've done that, Nintendo has gotten all the money from basically every YouTube video that covers Nintendo products.
It has ads.
All of them Let's Plays.
Right.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
So
yeah.
This is them, they're starting up basically like an official channel where you can petition them and say, like, here's a channel and, like, here's the content we put up, and they'll share some of that ad revenue back to you now on YouTube.
A pittance.
That's yeah, hilarious.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah, so...
you have to, like, sign up and, like, be right. a part of their program.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they think it's genius, too. So, well, yesterday you weren't getting squats, so now you're getting, you know, a couple of pennies.
Right, yeah.
Like, you should totally be thankful.
A cut, slice of the pie. So, I don't know. This is,
Very Nintendo.
They've opened so they've opened the doors for that, but it's not for all games. So they put out a list of approved games. That's the other part of the story. They put out a list of approved games that they'll basically allow you to revenue share in. And the most notable exceptions of which ones are missing are Pokemon and Smash Brothers games.
Right.
Wow.
And then also Bayonetta and a couple other ones absent. But Pokemon and Smash Brothers are far and away the two insane elephants in the room for things that we're not going to let you monetize content for.
Pokemon, by far the most popular Nintendo thing.
Right. Sure. Twitch Plays Pokemon, maybe the most, like, viral Nintendo-related thing that has happened in the last decade.
Yeah.
Nintendo wants its cut.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There will never be a Twitch Plays Pokemon again.
Yeah. I think they're doing their anniversary.
There's probably still, still one now.
It's been about a year.
Mm-hmm.
They gotta take some more time off.
I heard with this YouTube thing that they had to approve all the videos before they got posted, and there's already a huge backlog of
people
waiting to have their videos posted, so they're 2-4 days before your videos can post. And
sure.
If I were trying to make money with a YouTube channel, that would not fly.
Yeah, I would avoid Nintendo at all costs.
Yeah. I haven't noticed too much with some of the ones that I watch, because I think they're big enough, and they actually get, like, sometimes review copies from Nintendo to do videos for their
games. I think reviews are some law thing where you can't.
If you're doing a critique of it, it's fair use.
I watch some Let's Play stuff, but not a lot. Mm-hmm. I used to watch a little bit more.
Because this is a really weird issue, and people who make content are kind of divided on it, devs and stuff, people who make games. Like, I do not fall in the camp that you should be able to monetize, like, derived content from your works. Like, I think if people are going to the trouble to even, like... As long as they're adding something to it, if they're just doing, like, talking over it, or if they're, like, doing a review, or, like, if they're basically putting any kind of transformative spin on a work that you created, like, they should have the rights to do that. Like, you shouldn't, the person who created the original thing shouldn't necessarily be able to pull profits down from those people.
As a non-developer, I agree. But, like, I agree with you completely. If you're making it your own thing, people aren't coming in to say, like, I want to watch someone play Zelda.
Right.
They're tuning in because they're like, I really like this guy's sense of humor
like
and the way he does things.
Right. Yeah. And the other thing there where, like, it falls apart more for me, at least for games, than it would for, like, obviously if you're just putting up, like, a movie. Like,
that's a passive
form of entertainment. Right. Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, watching a video, even just watching a video of a game in its entirety, like, if they did nothing to it, it's not the same as playing a game.
Yeah,
like, It isn't. That's not Absolutely. The fundamental reason why you would... just to see it happen is
people
not the
that
reason why you play
people,
a video
people
game.
Stop playing games. They watch people play games now.
Mm-hmm.
Only games I have done that with in their entirety is Earthbound, Mother 1, and Mother 3.
I'll do that.
Those
if
are very
story-driven
games.
Yeah.
If someone's
also,
doing like
all
a
by the
glitch
same guy,
run or showing off something
in the
game.
And he did a very good job. He loves those games. And the way he presented them, like, he would add in, like, facts and stuff and just other trivia because he cared
There's
about those games
game.
So much.
I would watch a run like that about Metroid.
I honestly don't know if I've really seen one around.
But not Other M. The one with the most plot.
Wow. I don't know if anyone cares enough about that game to
doubt it.
Yeah, and like there are so many, like, we could spend hours talking about just this probably, because there are so many layers to like why it's complex. Like, this issue affects some games more than others.
Let's,
like, if you're making something
copyright law.
Right, well, but I mean, if you're making something that's like long form narrative driven, like something that has a lot of plot and like not as much gameplay, that affects you more.
Mm.
Or if you're obviously if you're you make something that is online multiplayer, that like you kind of have to be in it to experience it.
I can see Nintendo's point of view too. Like, I don't want people being entertained by our products.
Sure, and from Nintendo
without us getting a cut of it.
Yeah, and from Nintendo's perspective, I'm sure there's like the. In the back of, like, all their heads, there's the looming specter of, like, oh, people are going to associate things like curse words and things we don't want with our property.
Yeah, that was
and,
my
like,
first thought,
We don't want them to taint the Mario brand by putting a bunch of
fuck
words all over it.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're too late on that ship.
Yeah, right. A little bit.
God, we can still protect our consumers from the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, like, ultimately, I don't know, like, my views on this just come down to how I feel as a person more than I even feel as someone who's trying to make stuff. It's just like, I like a lot of the stuff, this stuff in particular that's come out of the internet, like the Let's Plays and the like stuff like AGDQ, like Twitch
plays
TV.
Pokemon.
Yeah. People are doing basically what we're trying to do with the video games, people are doing with like video content. Like they're coming up just trying to do a thing that they think is fun or interesting or cool, like under their own power, just trying to put something out there and see if it sticks.
Well,
and like, I think that stuff should be encouraged.
I think so, too.
Well, like, the one of the channels I watch, the Continue show, is they'll, like, play, like, just grab, a, like, they'll take one random retro video game that maybe they've never heard of or that was from their childhood. Mm-hmm. They will just literally sit down and play it, like, right then. I mean, they do editing, but, like, their first playthrough is, like, just them freshly experiencing it. And they have, I mean,
Team
they've been...
Grumps.
No, it's... It's better.
It's, I mean, that's fine. I just meant it's like the
Game
same
Grumps
thing.
Game Grumps has really fallen for me. I
haven't watched an episode in 2 years or whatever.
The only reason I've been watching some episodes right now is because another YouTube channel I watch, he is
you
on
watch
the,
a lot of YouTube channels,
I do. I watch it more than TV.
I do.
Because I like their, like, I like the people on there. Mm-hmm. They're very interesting.
They're
and
relatable.
Yes. It's like the
they're
completionist.
Approachable and friendly.
Pro Jared.
I'm not
going to have
any idea who any of these are.
It doesn't matter.
I want to remember Peanut Butter Gamer.
He's really funny. He does a lot of Zelda videos, and he's just pretty much. He looks like Scooby, like Shaggy from Scooby Doo. And just the thing. That's just what he looks like.
People used to say that about me, you know.
Never stops hurting.
He's
Do you ever have a soul patch, though? Because he's kind of got that thing going on.
Not really.
Not that I recall. I
mean,
couldn't remember.
No.
Do you wear
we talked about facial
t-shirts?
Hair earlier.
Yeah. I'm not capable of it. Although, if I did, it would look kind of similar to his in a grungy, gross kind of way.
A little bush-like.
Yeah.
That's why you don't have it.
Some
exactly.
Of the other ones that I really like.
Yeah, you don't want a big issue. You don't want facial hair that looks like it could be pubic hair.
Right, exactly. That's why I don't have any facial hair.
but anyway, back to my original point about the Continue show is, they had a Kickstarter for, like, because they sometimes will do, like, holiday specials. Like, they will do skits because they all have a lot of film background, like,
cool.
Just in general.
I like that.
And so they're making, like, kind of like a TV show, but it's more like an episodic, like, they're making a little mini-series that they Kickstarted.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I backed it. It should be coming out this year at some point.
That's what you think.
Well, I mean, it's been a year, and
take all
like,
that money into Bitcoins right now.
Oh, yeah.
You'll never see it.
And it's just been really interesting seeing their process. Like, cause, I mean, I know I've watched their show, I've watched their skits, and seen, like, some of the stuff from the production of that, and it's exciting, and I like their just kind of general
guys,
personas.
When are we going to start producing video content? For
someday,
our listeners.
I hope.
Once we
I hope so too.
Before I die.
For sure. Yeah, maybe not soon.
After first week of March.
We have some videos
probably,
of us playing Metal Combat and Yoshi Safari with a Super Scope.
Here's
cool.
me. I'll put up a. Here's me making a declaration on the internet.
I know we haven't actually really talked about
it. You put it
on
the internet, you have
here.
To do it.
I know. It's
like
it's
real.
Law. Mm-hmm. It's binding verbal contracts. Before the end of April. We will put up a video of us playing video games in some capacity. That's my promise to the internet.
Do we want
to
have it kind of like we have now, where we have like a microphone up and we're just talking over it?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well,
probably.
The March Madness thing we have to put up.
We should
this.
Do that.
Yes, I completely agree.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I don't know if we want to explain that now or just...
No, let's say it. It's not important now. It will be in the future.
I think it's come up before.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. Stay tuned for something interesting.
By far the coolest thing that we have done as a group of friends.
Sure. I still have yet to really experience it.
Exactly. You haven't been there for a live event.
Yeah.
But more on... We'll get there. More on that later.
Speculation.
Oh, man.
Broly.
Wolfang Fist.
I've never been so excited in a moment in my entire life than right then.
Top five for me, for sure. I don't know about...
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe.
That was something else.
Mm-hmm.
Really? It was like that, and when LeBron hit that shot against the Magic in Game 2.
The buzzer beater.
Both those times I stood up and threw my computer and screamed.
Yep.
Wolfang fucking Fist.
Anyway. I know your opinions on Wolfang Fist, but how do you feel about like transistors? Like, do you need like a breadboard or like a new cell phone? Because if you need to go to Radio Shack, you better do it quickly.
That's what I hear. I've been to a Radio Shack recently.
Is going out of business. They're finally kicking the bucket.
I got a cooling unit for my laptop. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
My old laptop, which now I don't need one anymore.
I bought some headphones that were so tight that it gave me headaches. Now I have an extra pair of headphones.
That sounds sad.
That was very unfortunate.
So Radio Shack's going out of business.
Sure is.
This doesn't really have anything to do with video games, but I put it on here because it... Like, on some level, it bumps me out.
It has to do with
90s. Right. Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, they've been transforming from the thing that made them cool anyway, and trying to stay profitable.
They're trying to sell cell phones.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Like, cell phones. Yeah.
Hard sentence.
I had to go there during my senior project. Mm-hmm. I had to go there all the time, like, to get, like, electrical components and stuff. And every time I'd be like, so who do you have as a cell phone provider?
Right, yeah, exactly. That's not why they're trying to get you where the money's at. Do you see my glasses?
I'm here
for the wires, thank you.
We went there quite a few times when you were modding your fight stick, right?
Yeah, I just bought solder and wire.
Things you could have bought elsewhere, but Radio Shack was right there.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you get that? That's not Radio Shack.
I'd spend a couple minutes looking at their suite of Arduino products. I'm like, I might make a weird like project at some point.
On some level, Amazon killed it,
right?
Yeah,
all these little bits and piece projects that you could only get at Radio Shack. Now you can get it on Amazon for less than a dollar.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm saying if I need a project box, I want one right now.
Yeah.
Like, I want to solder some shit immediately.
I have several project boxes that I found in an abandoned trailer in the middle of nowhere, Alaska.
That story just kept getting better and better.
It was amazing.
I don't think you told me that those were among the things you found there, but you had told me the story previously.
I had never even heard of
this. Should be a movie.
I'll bring next time everyone comes over, I'll bring the weird '70s sports. Three-ring binder that I found that has a bunch of, random random entries and notes.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
So, you mean, you found, those are partially completed improvised explosive devices. I'm almost sure of it.
He's stuck in Alaska and looking for a way out.
Yeah, somebody was planning to destroy the Alaska State Capitol and then, at some point, wandered into the woods and just never came back.
Ended up in Glen Allen, Alaska for God knows what reason.
Oh,
so really? They're gonna blow up the pipeline.
Yeah, that was the eco-terrorism.
You stopped it from happening.
Avalanche.
Yeah, remake of Final Fantasy VII set in Alaska.
Sold.
It's all about
to destroy the,
oil. The
Keystone
the trailer had a very filthy mattress.
Oil is
and
the
a
lifeblood.
Lot of recent, very cheap handles of liquor.
Oh God!
He took his most valuable possessions.
Good job.
Dang. So yeah, rest in peace, Radio Shack, I guess.
Yeah,
Locally, it actually doesn't matter for us as much because the last couple times I've been to Micro Center, that's the thing, they're stepping up.
Yeah.
The last time we were there, a week or two ago, the video game section is almost completely gone, which is fine because who the fuck needs another place where they can buy video games? And they replaced it with all that kind of weird fiddly electronics crap, and it's kind of amazing.
Mm-hmm.
When I went there to buy, I bought all the components for my new computer, which is 2 years old now, there, and they had copies and copies and copies of Daikatana, new in box for $2. I bought the fuck out of that.
That's awesome.
Was that just an N64 game?
No,
no,
it was a PC.
It was a PC. Yeah.
But that, it was on
Instagram. You still have one of those. We might be close enough to John Romero. So you see, I could get a signature.
He was there. They saw him.
Yeah, we did actually see him last. He was playing like Quake or something with people.
They just had like a bunch of stations out and like
or Doom. I forget which game Doom, he was taking
What's
part
the difference?
In. But he was like hanging out with people and playing games and just like giving interviews and stuff. So I was like mere inches from John Romero. This time last year.
Like a month.
Eh, close enough. It's almost March.
Might as well be
time
March.
Is cyclical.
It'll be April before you know it.
That's right. That's,
I still you, think it's
we're at the
like
peak of
November.
The roller coaster right now, and it's going like...
You'll wake up and you'll be 50.
Going down off that hill.
What the hell did I do with my life?
Into the nothingness? Because you forgot to build the rest
you'll
of the track.
You'll miss your 5-year anniversary and it's like, honey, have we peaked?
The answer is,
did we lose the magic?
Well, we'll just be on Phil's roller coaster that he was talking about. That
roller coaster tycoon coaster.
The one that doesn't go anywhere and kills you if you stay on it.
But you cancel it.
It's a metaphor for life.
Yeah, but I reset it.
Exactly, so we don't die.
And eventually I forget to reset it, and everyone on it dies.
Hopefully we're not on that run.
You're a vengeful guy.
And then I put you on the island that has food and an expensive bathroom.
And then I put you on the one that has just the mascot.
I would not want to ride a roller coaster with just a dude in like a mascot suit as the other person on the roller coaster.
Staring at you the entire time.
That was like the plot to a Final Destination movie, I think.
Probably.
And they all died.
I never saw any of those movies.
I have seen parts of one of them.
Some horrible part of me was like, I bet those are terrible, but I bet I'd enjoy them.
There was a stretch of time that one of my sisters was really into them.
I kind of developed a weird fondness. Like, I think it was Final Destination 3 that I just watched on TV, and I was like, this is kind of fun.
That's how I felt.
Like, I kind of like just watching these teenagers die in a hilarious way.
It's not even close to scary anymore. You just watch them be idiots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's what my sister did. I think
Go
she
ahead,
saw
put
one
your
of
hand
those.
In there.
Yeah, all right.
I think she saw one of my yourself, TV huh? or something like that, and then just kind of watched more of them.
Yeah, it was like Scream, but like actually kind of fun, not just like
right, just
irritating.
Scream was pretty bad.
And 3, I think, was the one that, I think 3 starred the girl who eventually played Ramona Flowers in the Scott Pilgrim movie, so it was 10 times
wow.
funnier to me.
I want to rewatch that movie
That's
sometime.
That's a great movie.
It's still a lot of fun. Like,
years.
Captain America is the douchey skateboarder.
Yeah.
That's funny, too.
Yeah.
It was maybe like a month or two ago, my mom and I had just been watching TV, and like, whatever the show we were watching was done, and then Scott Pilgrim starts, and I'm just kind of sitting there like,
yeah,
all right. And my mom's just like,
this can play.
What is this? And I kind of explained it to her a little bit, and I don't know. I had to go.
I don't know how
that.
You would
you just
explain
why that movie flopped.
Right.
Kind of.
It's still kind of a movie for like very few people.
Right.
Uh-huh. But it's what's the difference real well between being a Scott Pilgrim movie and being an Edward Wright movie. Like,
perfect.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed he got kicked off of Ant-Man.
Right. Yeah, I think he's making something else new that Simon Pegg might also be involved in. But
whatever.
He refused to shoot Marvel references every 5 minutes.
He wanted it to be wacky and off the wall, and they wanted it to fit more in their universe.
Yeah, that movie was cool. Speaking of things on film, guys, I've got all the summaries today. I'm killing it.
That was good.
Prepping it.
How do you feel about the Zelda fiction? Because there might be way more of it soon.
I have no idea how I feel about this.
Kyle might have died.
We talked about this a little bit before Kyle got here, too.
Okay. But I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There are rumors, which I guess originated with some Wall Street Journal reporter, that Netflix is developing a live-action Legend of Zelda series for some reason.
The tagline, Game of Thrones, but for kids.
Right, we talked about
it.
That's
don't
just
know
absurd.
Wow.
How I feel
Nothing
about
in Game of Thrones is for kids.
Even just Thrones, the throne itself, that's what's
Game
left
Thrones,
if you strip out the objectionable content in Game
Maybe
of Thrones.
A wolf.
A really cool chair.
And a wolf and some political
winter,
discourse.
Winter can be for kids, right? They like snow.
Mm.
They like snow days.
Zelda's got a lot of dynamic characters that they could play off of each other. There's the one, and the third one.
The guy who doesn't talk. The girl who gets kidnapped.
The chicken.
Your uncle at the beginning of that one game.
He died, though.
There's a pig man.
Yeah.
I hope there's a pig man.
Right?
And so, if the only thing that comes out of this is someone has to wear, like, a pig snout and be Ganon, then I guess that's something.
This is one of those things that does not translate at all to live action.
No. Yeah, there's no reason
what
for this to exist.
What about the great fairies?
There's a lot of fan-made YouTube videos of somebody trying to be Link from The Legend of Zelda, and it always looks corny.
I saw one once that was really good.
I saw a really good Back to the Future crossover with Sold. Legend of Zelda.
What?
It was like there's just some person as Link and some person as Ganon just like fighting in a field, and then like Doc Brown shows up and tries to explain
it's
the like
timeline
the timeline.
It's your kids, okay. Link. Something's gotta be done about your kids.
It was good because he has the chalkboard and he's like drawing lines on it. It was really funny. It was just something some people put together.
It was pretty good.
It was a good. I showed that to you, didn't I?
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Either I showed it to you or you showed it to
I'm
me.
Pretty
one
sure
or the
I
other.
It to you.
Netflix,
so, yeah.
Didn't they just have their wannabe Game of Thrones show?
Yeah,
Marco Polo
is there.
Oh, yeah.
Is their answer like because that's just Game of Thrones.
Right.
I watched the first episode of that
I
for some reason.
I haven't heard anything.
I watched about 20 minutes of the first episode
right.
of that.
Yeah.
So that's a solid.
You
don't
need to
recommend.
Stick with it. I promise you that. But I mean, it's got exotic locations and tits. So
it's Game of Thrones.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
How many midgets are in it? I can think of at least one in Game of Thrones.
I don't know if that's the
at
word.
Least
I'm
one.
Not actually
yeah.
sure.
Dwarf.
There'll be a second one this season.
Here you go.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, spoilers.
Spoilers, short people.
Anyway. Yeah,
that's a train wreck waiting to happen right there. Like Super Mario Movie bad.
Have they not learned anything from the CDI game?
Well, I just don't know, like,
well,
again.
Excuse me.
That's the cartoon. Right, that's yeah. the
and it was awesome.
There right. is so little, like.
That's the joke to be made, though.
There is so little narrative in Zelda
right.
that, like, why does this need to exist? It's kind of, this, is to me, is kind of like, like, when we were at Gen Con, and I don't even think this was the first year it was out, but there was a booth with the Firefly board game. And, like, I mean, you could, first of all, like, I still like Firefly as a series a great deal, but, like, the level of, like, nerdgasm shit that's going on, or that after the fact is going to be a little grating. But especially so, like, none of the things that made that, like, tiny run of that series good translate to it being a board game.
Right,
the board game
right.
just exists because someone can make X number of dollars by selling
that license.
Them. There's one more place where they can paste a bunch of those promotional materials where they took all the photos
was
of the
Firefly
cast and shit.
One season or one half of
it was like
one
a half
season.
A season.
Was like
nine
episodes
it was like 13
in
episodes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they didn't air more than like the first season.
Yeah.
Right.
And when it was on TV, they didn't even actually air all of those.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, this falls in the realm of that. Like, there's no reason other than like market synergy for this to exist, as far as I can tell.
They're all market synergy.
But,
when do we get the Nintendo?
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a couple like
synergy.
I'm sure
I love this
the Nintendo movie universe.
I'm sure Nintendo Cinematic Universe.
The Super Smash Brothers will be like Marvel's Avengers. It'll
that's
be great.
The end game. It's the Thanos.
Yeah,
it's the Nintendo Cinematic
Master
Universe.
Hand,
yeah, they're all coming up against
Master
Hand.
Hand.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, really we're gonna see a movie of the subspace emissary.
Shut up.
Taboo.
That's what everyone always wanted.
That's what I. That's the only. That's what I go to sleep and dream about at night.
Don't remind me of my life's greatest disappointments.
They should make a Metroid live action everything instead of.
That would at least look cool.
Yeah.
But sci-fi isn't big right now, so.
Or ever again.
Could be
or
a
ever again.
Star Wars will bring it back.
Maybe.
It will bring
Space
it, it will bring it back enough that it will be relevant, good or bad, like however the whatever the movie is. I bet there will be multiple space movies around the time
yeah.
that Star Wars
well,
releases.
You mean like Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
Whoa.
But I mean just like not even
the movie
like,
is a big ripoff of Star Wars.
Yeah, kinda. I mean,
I'm just saying like shitty like
well, I
adventure
mean,
comedy
yeah.
movies or from whatever nonsense will get shout out
Jupiter
by Hollywood.
Ascending is coming
right.
out.
I thought it was
I think it's
out.
Out. Yeah, I think as
yeah.
I think as of now it's out. I see Mila Kunis in space.
I want to see her anywhere.
Swoon.
Yeah, basically.
I can't. All right. How about that whiskey commercial?
Yeah.
I know exactly
wow.
what you're talking about.
She'll be back in like 7 years or something. Isn't that the point of that commercial?
I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't listening.
Yeah, I was watching it.
They should record one 7 years later where she's all like,
I told you I'd
and...
be back. I'm drunk as hell.
I'm back.
Nope.
My liver is shot.
Mm-hmm.
Buy her whiskey.
Oh, you're doing it. Yep.
I'm dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
Netflix is letting all this content creation power go to their head.
Sure. Yeah, they're playing COD. We can strike a deal with Nintendo. We can do anything. I can see the universe.
Has anyone here seen the Daredevil trailer?
Yeah, I didn't know there was one.
It's like a 30-second teaser. It's all right. Okay. I mean, it doesn't really say much about the show, sure. but I'll watch it.
How's the animation quality?
It's live action.
How's the live action quality?
High.
Cool.
They're men.
I believe
human
it.
Beings.
All right. Daredevil's more believable than a lot of other superheroes.
Yeah, so. I think that's the point of their whole mini-series of shows.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait for Iron Fist.
Yep.
Isn't that why they've been kind of pulling up, like, C-tier characters? Because, like, half of them don't actually have powers, so they have, like, less work to
Or their powers
do.
Are, like...
They're not
blind, but I can see everything. Yeah.
They're not interesting enough
punch
for
people
a movie,
real good.
But
yeah. Yeah, Iron Fist's really the best.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I'm legitimately
his power is
that.
My fists are iron.
He's calm. He knows all sorts of magic Buddhist techniques or whatever.
Good job, guy.
And he can make his hands weigh a lot.
That's a cool power.
I think that's a real power.
The best I can do. Okay.
Literally heavy-handed.
Yes.
Best I can do is listen to Mila Kunis and drink a bunch of whiskey, and then my hands feel really heavy.
This hand of mine is getting heavy.
You can go for the full Marvel experience and just wear Hulk hands.
Like cement.
Dip them in cement.
I would punch someone with those hands.
Oh, God.
Mars whistleblower reveals more of his covert military service.
Awesome. Great.
Wonderful. I'll just pass this around.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's going to do it for news. I had another thing on here about Hearthstone, but they're making more Hearthstone cards.
U.S. Marine spends 17 years on Mars, authorized to reveal the truth.
Great.
That's something.
He looks like a Marine.
Wonderful.
Yep. I wish I were a writer for, like, the Inquirer.
I know. That would be so much fun.
Expopolitics.org.
Mm-hmm.
That's where that lives.
Counter. Looks yep. like Mitt
Romney. We've got a small handful of new releases, and then we're going to bring this thing home. There's been one. It looks like for every couple weeks in the future, there is, like, some weird googly eye anime game that I've never heard of, so I'm going to keep adding them to this list until they run out.
Good.
It's never going to happen.
Exhausted.
There's no shortage of googly-eyed anime games, I'll tell you.
This anime game of the show, Criminal Girls, invite only.
Wait, is there more?
That's what it's called.
Okay,
Criminal Girls,
:
invite only.
It seemed like it needed one more tagline.
Right.
You know, like, pillow fight.
At least there's no semicolon.
For the 3DS, I assume?
Nope.
Vita.
Come on,
it would
come
be
on.
One, but yeah, it's the Vita. The Vita is the platform for all
it
of these.
Really is.
Every single time.
I guess you haven't been on for a while, but always for the Vita.
Every single
well,
time,
like,
it's for the Vita.
Senran Kagura is...
Yeah, that's a 3DS
it's
thing.
It's a 3DS game.
That is too mainstream for us.
Always for the Vita. I'm going to go as far as reading the description of what this thing is supposed
sure.
to be.
Let's
Whoa.
Do it.
I have to find out. Management sim where players take control of a prison in hell filled with female delinquents and tries to train them to handle the dangerous journey back to the world of the living. An enhanced port of the 2010 PSP game.
Right. I have a strangely related story I just read.
Okay.
Really?
It was about, like, a Venezuelan prison that was... Some women seduced all of the wardens and the guards there and orchestrated a prison break. That's it. That's the story.
Very similar situation.
Sure.
I
imagine this is the opposite of that.
Are these people, are they in jail or are they in hell?
Both.
They're in hell. They're in jail and hell.
Again.
That's not going to help.
Management sim where players take control of prison in hell filled with female delinquents and try to train them to handle the dangerous journey back to the world of the living.
What are you managing?
Okay,
like
so
forks
what,
and shanks?
What percentage of this game is molesting them?
Probably. I mean, it's on the Vita, so you have front and back touch. So, like, most of it. You can touch that thing all day. They've got two surfaces to touch on. That's why it's not on 3DS. They only have one.
Wasn't that their tagline for a while? It's okay to touch.
Something like, touching is good.
Touching
was,
is good, yeah.
Was baby, that was a... There was a tagline for something.
Grope the back.
That's what it translated to, roughly.
And they're like, we can't say that here.
Yep. So that's coming out. Other hot hits for the Vita. SpongeBob Hero Pants is coming out on the PlayStation Vita.
That's
to coincide
a movie.
With that amazing-looking title.
Movie.
I just put that on the list because I'm surprised they're doing, like, full-on movie tie-in game still at this point, and that's just an app.
That's a thing that
where
exists.
Where you just push a button and give them more money. So?
We still have just enough effort to make crappy movie
tie-in games. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it exists.
There always seems to have been SpongeBob games. Like, they've been around for
a
while.
That's an easy sell.
After the bombs fall, it's just Twinkies and SpongeBob video games.
So
all the remains of our time here on Earth.
There's obviously apps, because of course there are. But there have been, there seems to be, a series of SpongeBob games.
Like, it used to be THQ, so I don't know who the fuck does it now.
Movie SPs. And show, tie-in games, and then just, standalone stuff. Mm. Like, it's weird.
I'm sure it doesn't take much effort to write these pieces.
Sure, probably not.
It's rich fiction in the SpongeBob-verse ready to be explored.
There could be SpongeBob, you would never know.
The Krabby Patty and gets yelled at by Mr. Krabs, and the other thing's having a bad day.
Kills himself.
And Squidward says something stupid.
An allegory about the faults of capitalism.
Patrick, he's the stupid one.
The starfish.
Yeah.
Yep. SpongeBob SquarePants, everybody.
Topical.
Mm-hmm. Topical.
Other stuff. Game & Watch Gallery 3 is out for the 3DS.
Really?
If you want to buy that.
Nope.
That's what I was assuming.
are there multiple ones?
Yeah.
Just
I think we have there are at least three of them, because I think we have three of the original Game Boy cartridges.
Yeah, those are old.
Yeah, they're ancient.
Oh, okay.
They were put out standalone Game Boy cart releases that just each one had three or four Game & Watch games on it. And I don't even know why we got them then, but for whatever reason, those were like the mobile games of their time.
Yep.
Like, it was a little thing. I could boot this up and play it for all of 2 minutes.
Hey man, I've got
and then do something else.
Game Boy TV cartridges, and they're both Pokemon.
I have a Pokemon Game Boy TV. That thing you said.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's like an episode or two of Pokemon.
Oh yeah, GBA cartridge.
Yeah,
Disco, I think, put those out.
They had to cut out a third of those episodes.
Those things kept that company solvent for years.
No, there's two per cartridge, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe you're
They were very compressed.
Yeah.
I bet the show is better off for it.
I remember that.
And they made maybe five different ones, with 10 episodes they did this to. I've got the first one, and Here Comes the Squirtle Squad, I think, is one.
Yeah, I have one that's just a completely random
and,
mid-season episode.
I've got some random Johto ones. I think they're Johto. They might be. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, the Totodile's in one of them.
I think I sold mine to Best Buy or to GameStop for a dollar. Probably not even that much.
You got ripped off. They took you for a ride.
No, they lost it on that transaction.
Okay.
If I got any American currency for that, I won that deal.
Go ahead.
Has anyone ever tried watching Netflix on their 3DS?
Nope.
No.
The answer for the entire country is no.
It's a very depressing experience. Does not quite translate.
They should put out a Netflix AR card. you could project Netflix onto another surface.
That would own, actually. I would definitely buy that.
So it's like watching a 50-inch TV screen playing Netflix inside your little, 2-inch, 3-inch screen.
240 by 120 screen.
Great.
I'm game. Let's go.
Write that app. Oh, God. What else? Breath of Fire is out for the Wii U on February 12th. I've never played any of those games. I know nothing about them.
I've heard they're all right.
Is it like the old ones? Or I know there was a recent one that was an action RPG.
This is the SNES game Breath of Fire.
Okay.
It's being re-released on the...
Yeah,
it's a virtual console?
Virtual console on the Wii U. So this is not a modern...
I gotcha.
When I was in Spain, I almost beat that game, but the end of it is absolute bullshit.
Yeah,
cool.
Everything up to the end is pretty good.
All
right. That's cool. Yeah, I've never played those for whatever reason. It's a Capcom thing, right?
Yeah.
Is it Capcom?
Okay. It's cool. It's significantly different than a Square or Enix or whatever style RPG, but it's doing its own thing. It's interesting. It's just really poorly designed at the end.
Mm-hmm. Ran out of budget.
Mm-hmm. Capcom really knows how to screw up a game's end.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically what it is the scaling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Pokemon Silver.
If the game starts out pretty easy and it, builds into being difficult, and then at the end it's just, if you haven't been grinding and, searching out the absolute best equipment, everything's just gonna one-shot you.
So it was Final Fantasy III.
That's a hard game.
I got to the end. I got right up. I could just barely make it through the final dungeon and just kept getting destroyed by the last boss, and there's no save points between the world map and that.
Ugh.
So I just never beat that game.
I've beat the final boss in 3 in 14 many times.
Justice.
Cloud of Darkness. I've beaten her in Theatrhythmia.
That's funny.
More Chrono Trigger DLC was either yesterday or 2 days ago.
Really?
The Frog's theme, I think.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They didn't tell me.
Frog's theme's real good.
Either that or it'll be next week. One or the other.
Okay. Because I've always gotten the Spot Pass notification.
It's coming.
When it's actually there.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't actually looked for them beforehand, so Square Enix.
I hope they don't keep putting out one or two songs a week, because then they'll get all my money.
They'll get all my money.
I can't say no to Chrono Trigger.
Just wait until they fuck you over by putting like half the songs out in his DLC and then releasing a full Chrono Trigger the Rhythmia game that has all of them in it.
Yeah.
Then how pissed will you be?
And charging
after they went back to do Dragon Quest, you know, they could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Throw some Chrono Cross in there,
Dragon
man.
Dragon Quest is also a longer series.
Yeah, there's a lot of games.
So I almost doubt they would make a smaller one like that after going to like.
Yeah, they probably
would. Curtain Call is huge. There's so many songs.
I guess if you count, like, Dragon Warrior spin-offs, then, yeah, it's a longer series, but they're numerically, they're only up to 11.
That's still more than enough.
It's more than two.
Yeah, as opposed to Chrono.
Yeah, they're two variants of the Chrono Cross and Chrono Trigger.
Not
Final Fantasy.
They're both... The Dragon Quest and Final Fantasy are both exponentially bigger than the Chrono Trigger series.
Don't forget the Chrono, like... Really? Text adventure, whatever.
Yeah, Radical Dreamers, reference thing. I forgot all about that.
What?
I forget.
Come
the
on,
name
you
of
didn't
it.
Play that.
Radical Dreamers.
Yep. Yes, that's it.
That sounds familiar now that you say
that.
It's
because
I
what
forgot
it was
that
called.
Existed until you mentioned it.
That's okay. I forgot Chrono Cross existed until Kyle mentioned it.
Sorry,
and then I was like, "There's more
I've
than
been
one
on
Chrono
the
thing."
Fence about getting that game on my Vita, but then I got Chrono Trigger.
Anyone I know who's played it has said it was really
so
good,
I
and
heard.
The music is definitely.
It's
good.
Very.
I liked
it's,
it a lot, but every time I play it, I get to the same boss and get like pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that early 3D JRPG problem where everything takes forever.
I'm thinking one of that game's fewer detractors. I was not a fan.
I still really like it. And I'll just listen to music and be happy.
I know
music
a lot
is awesome.
Of, like, anyone who I've, like, heard talk about it has always been positive. But, like, I've, like, watched a little bit of, like, the footage, and it's just, like...
You're the one, Lance, he loves that game.
If you go into it expecting a sequel to Chrono Trigger, you're just going to be
no,
very
I know exactly
that's...
I know
where
that's not
Mike's
exactly what it's not.
Came from.
But I was
also,
just...
Also, by the end of it, the basic structure of the story and the timeline is so convoluted that... You have
like
to read, like, a game fact page just to figure
like
out what
parallel,
the hell's happening.
It's like kind of timelines or universes
split
or something.
Timelines.
You're just, like, going back.
Or back
and...
to the future.
Radical Dreamers makes it make more sense.
Oh, good.
I think they wrote that out of canon in Chrono Cross. Like, there's some blurb somewhere that says this is something that might have happened, but
right,
didn't.
Yeah.
Sure, I believe that. And the last two things on this list are both 3DS related. So the new 3DS is out on February 13th. If you want one, go wait in line at Target and try to get the Majora's Mask one.
Worth it. And if you don't, then why would you?
Gabe and Alex are going to get it.
Mm-hmm. Gabe's getting one?
Probably.
I'm still not.
Xenoblade 3D. Xenoblade is a great game.
It's got a date now. It's around April.
You should have gotten it on the Wii.
but you didn't.
But if for some reason...
We counted. We know.
right. It
really
bums me out that they took such a big, beautiful game and crapped it into a 3DS cartridge as opposed to giving it, like, an HD remaster.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's kind of a downsampled thing as opposed to, like, an upscaled, like, fancied up.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's still one of my favorite games, so.
To be fair, at least the fact that it's on 3DS gives it a bigger chance of finding a larger audience than on
true.
The Wii U.
True.
Is there information on, like, what's changed between the Wii version and the 3DS?
I'm sure there is. I haven't bothered.
They haven't changed too much. They added a couple of dumb, crappy spot or Street Pass things.
So is it smarter for me to just emulate it and run it at like a high resolution?
There you go.
Yes,
run it in Dolphin and then it'll look prettier.
It's got Amiibo support for the Shulk Amiibo.
Good.
I don't remember what it unlocks. So I'm sure it's something
something terrible.
Really feeling it.
There's an
even sexier costume.
There's an Ace Combat game coming out that has Amiibo support.
Yeah, all your things unlock skins for your fighter pilots or whatever.
Yep. So, my Amiibos aren't worthless, damn
it. You have to open them.
They kind of are, though.
I thought you could get something to activate without opening them.
No.
Or is that
like,
just if they're upside down
if
or something?
Upside down.
Yeah, if you shake it out of the position.
There's a little, sticker patch thing.
Like a child that
like
you weren't
right
invested
over,
in.
Right where the sensor is.
Villager!
Villager.
I'm
definitely looking forward to the Wii Xenoblade X or whatever. Oh, it looks like an amazing game.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought it
was maybe be out this year unless they delay it.
It might be.
Yep. So I mean, that's coming out, and then the games, as Doug said, the games that are launching with it are Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate and The Legend of Zelda: Majora's Mask.
Is Monster Hunter 4? Do you need the 3DS?
You don't need it for either of them.
Like, but I think
the
huge flaw with Monster Hunter 3 3DS is the camera was awful.
I kind of got used to it, but I also didn't get far enough in that game.
Because the Xenoblade 3DS, you actually need this new 3DS.
Right, yeah, it's actually required. Yeah.
But
they even put out, like, theoretical box art for it, and it's kind of ugly.
Yeah.
But that's beside
the point. Just to differentiate it.
Yeah, it's got, like, a huge banner over the top of, like, the cover art. Says, for the new 3DS only! And then it has the game picture on it.
That's going to confuse so many people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. If it wasn't bad enough when they put out the 2DS, which was actually compatible with everything, and then some games had the little, like, for 2DS and 3DS on them, and some didn't.
Yeah, right.
Wii U.
Nintendo's really bad.
Nintendo mixing the message.
They're naming things amazingly right now.
So Wii U, is that an expansion to the Wii? Can it play Wii games?
People still don't
know. Can my Wii play Wii U games?
See, but what Apple did it, and there wasn't a problem.
Because Apples aren't designed for children.
Because Apple,
and they don't have huge compatibility issues.
Yeah.
Well, that's the larger part of it. And then the other thing is, like, it was stupid when Apple did it too. But I mean, people were buying those for themselves more than they were their kids. Yeah. And the sentence that everyone says when they want an Apple product, like, "Give me the new iPad." So they're just playing into that.
Buy and you say, "I want an iPad." Do you want the new one or the old
mm-hmm.
one?
Yeah. I want the new one. Fuck that shit.
That's the old one.
Yeah, but the new one's the old one.
It's like a 1940s comedy sketch.
Zing!
Yeah, so the new 3DS isn't required for either of them, but they both have C-stick support for the camera, apparently. Which I didn't actually realize, but there are, like, a kind of precious few 3D Zelda games that have, like, a 3D camera controlled with a joystick.
Yeah.
It's Wind Waker and the GameCube version of Twilight Princess, and that's it.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
It makes sense, I guess.
When you think about it, like, it's weird, right?
No, the Wii games didn't have a second stick.
Right, yeah. I still like Skyward Sword, even though, like, half of that game is garbage.
What was good in it was good.
Yeah.
Basically the desert. Anything in the desert.
There were some cool things in that game, and it was fun at times, and other times I
liked
just
the time stone.
Yeah.
The desert, like, if you just had, like, literally just the desert portion of that game.
Anyway, that's a discussion for another time.
Yeah, right.
The imprisoned can die.
Yeah. I don't know, I like doing the same boss fight 3 times.
Same.
Especially when it's long and frustrating.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's running now.
Weird wiggly toes.
Every time I get near his toes, he kills me, but I gotta do it. They brought it back for the Hyrule Warriors game almost exactly the same.
Did it have, like, the nuclear middle finger image also? Just like,
as well have.
You dumb chud. Way to buy a Zelda game, you idiot.
You like things? Screw you.
I'm just gonna give you exactly what you've gotten before,
sure
whether you want it or not.
Punishment to me. Damn.
You dumb chud.
I was not expecting that. That's fucking sure. I feel like that every time I buy a Nintendo product, but...
It might as well be on the insert on the inside.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It's a print instead of... They don't have the Club Nintendo inserts anymore. So yeah. just a little paper that says that. Like, handwritten and signed by Reggie.
Because you know how they were putting that on the inside cover of the game?
Yeah, I was
going to
say it's hidden.
It's just going to be that. You pull that out and it's just...
You bought a tweaked version of a 20-year-old game at a premium, you dumbass.
What are you, new?
Yep. Oh, that's going to do it. It's not going to get better than that.
End on a high note.
Thank you guys for listening. As we said before, I'll give one last plug before we turn this thing off.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing Kickstarter stuff, so click the link.
Give us your money.
Yep. Give us your money.
If you want to play good video games...
We're trying to do it.
Yep.
We're giving it our best
shot. If you're going to be in New York at Indiecade East and this upcoming weekend, we'll be showing off our games at like 1:30-ish on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Queens, New York, Museum of the Moving Image. Catch us there.
Catch it.
We'll be around Metro Detroit if you live here. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then also come hang out with us and play some video games. Click that link and share it if you like it, which we hope you do.
Eh.
But sure,
like,
shrug.
Comment, subscribe,
something like that.
What is it? podcast@cubicorngames.com.
Yep, you can send us, if you have questions about
anything,
this show, if you want us to talk about something stupid, or if you want to ask about Kickstarter stuff, you can send it there too.
Have we sold out?
Maybe.
Is that what's happening here?
Maybe.
We've been literally saying it since the beginning when you could not like, comment, subscribe.
That's true. That was the joke at first.
Right. It seems like it's not enough
true.
Of a joke anymore.
Yeah.
It's not ironic.
If you email a question, we'll talk about it still.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing that offer's still
waiting for email one.
Yeah.
Right?
Something like that.
Come on, guys.
Max Williams,
we're counting
on you.
I should double up and make sure that I'm pretty sure that email address
still works. Checking.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. As I actually
hundreds of emails.
Maybe it's filled by now.
That's fine.
Next podcast is just going to be reading emails.
I'm
going
to pull the plug on the show and go
okay with
check
that
inbox.
All right.
Progressive emails from the same person. You said I'd read my emails. Are you guys getting these? I know you got these. Please answer me.
Yep, that's on me. All right, we'll be back with more updates and all kinds of other cool stuff. Thank you so much for listening. See you later.
Goodbye.
Chud is the word of the day.